guys! Happy belated Matthew McConaughey!
What?
When was that?
In November.
Oh. Well, I'll take a present. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, presents are cool either way, whatever.
Why does this big box have all these holes in it that are taped over?
Don't worry about it.
All right, let's open it up and see what's in.
I can't wait.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh,
what
oh
is that? No!
What's that?
What is
it? It's a dead puppy!
What?
Why?
Oh, my God!
The spiders must have killed it.
The what?
Spiders?
What?
Spiders? What?
Wait, there's another box in here. Wait. Meyer, you open that one. I can't. I'm gonna...
Why are we even opening this one?
Oh, God! It's a flashlight full of spiders!
We didn't even get out the spiders!
Why would you give all of us one flashlight? And a dead puppy!
And one full of spiders!
Worst Matthew McConaughey ever.
It's not alright.
Jimmy McBastard.
He's one shady character.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
You'll never know how.
I hit record.
I know.
Goodness.
Oh my God, what does that mean?
That means I have the power.
Oh no.
I hit the button.
No.
Jimmy McBastard has the power.
Wait a second. This isn't my basement. Whose basement are we in? Where is this place?
Hello, everybody. You're listening to another Ragnarok actual play.
Okay.
Look what I finally get to say. I'll be your host tonight.
He's one shady character.
Wheelchair Jim. Or Pops, as some people say.
You got it, Ace. Just gonna come up with a new ridiculous nickname for
Buckaroo.
Flicklip Buckaroo. So what are we playing tonight?
We're playing an offshoot of the Savage Worlds game called Red Sands. Space, 1889, takes
the final
place.
Frontier.
Yes, it takes place in 1889, and somehow we discovered how to space travel. So it's basically you're out there with musket revolvers and stuff like that out in space.
Now, does this work on principles of actual science? I mean, I know you said they have an ether propeller.
Oh yeah, ether was discovered, and then
there's
a scientific reality.
Yeah, yeah.
And
there's lift wood, but are we Journey from the Earth to the Moon here, where you climb into a little capsule and you fire yourself off into space, and you don't have to worry about air pressure or anything like that?
That's so far of what I've read through this thing. That's exactly what it seems.
All right.
So I mean. There's colonies on Mercury, Venus, and Mars. So, let's face it, Venus is uninhabitable,
yeah.
for humans, 110%. So,
right.
They have colonies on there. So, somehow they figured out how to
do
that.
What kind of other non-human creatures are there?
Well, you got
preferably starting with things that rhyme with izzard men.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what you'd call a native person from Venus.
A gizzard man, James.
But Venus has lizard men. I'll give you a brief description of Venus. It has a terrible. It's got a really awkward magnetic field. It spins in the opposite direction of most of the rest of the planets. It's very unstable. It degrades wood after 2 or 3 days. Constant storms. There's dinosaurs and lizard people.
Okay.
Dinosaurs from our Jurassic period are there.
Cool. Pretty awesome.
So
pretty
cool. You got Martians.
Are there Dilophosaurs?
Probably.
Cool.
Would it be Vino Knights?
Maybe.
I just want a fucking spinning dinosaur.
What?
I want a dinosaur that spits.
You want a spinning dinosaur?
Dilophosaurus. And I want Wayne Knight here with me.
I can't do that anymore.
You want Wayne Knight? Okay, so the magic word.
Got dinosaurs, high Martians, low Martians, cult Martians.
Middle Martians?
Middle Martians. Yeah, you got native Martians who are kind of like worm people. You also got worm people. You got dinosaurs.
Yay, for dinosaurs.
Lizard men.
That explains why I have a shield and spear.
I want to
meet
a worm person and hang out with it.
the colonizing of most of these planets hasn't, like, they already had colonies there, but they really aren't that advanced. I mean, the Martians were able to teach humans how to get to planet to planet a little faster and showed them more of their technology, which introduced liftwood, which is basically wood, but it has anti-gravital properties.
So pretty it's, cool. Yeah, which means it's pirate ships.
Oh, piracy is a big thing on Mars because liftwood is so rare, so piracy is like a big deal. So it's like instead of
giant pirate ships floating in the air, there's the wood.
It's really easy to get music.
That's and if you go to the second star to the right, or the second star to the left and straight onto morning.
You wouldn't hijack a schooner.
A lot of jokes reminds me.
So,
yuck yucks.
If you guys want to introduce yourselves and your characters.
Yes, I'll start.
No.
Oh.
Ryan?
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Ryan. Tonight, I'm going to be playing the Reverend Jedediah McTeague. Reverend McTeague is a preacher. He's a man of God. He's also an anarchist. And he has taken to the ether to bring the word of Jesus Christ, the good word of the good Lord, to the space heathen people.
Should I go now?
I guess.
Yeah,
fine. I mean, you did get scared.
Go for it.
I'm Will, and I'm playing a lizard man named the Bok.
Not like the musician.
No. His name is B-O-C-K.
I'm going to call you Bok.
He is a lizard man. He is a soldier on the planet of Venus. He's a Vino Knight, I guess we can call them.
Okay. I don't know what you would call him.
Venusian?
That just sounds, you know.
I thought it was Venusian.
Venetian?
No, like the blinds.
Yeah.
It just sounds uppity.
I'm fine. We're sorry to any of our Venusian listeners out there. I might want to give you a special message.
They're picking.
Right.
That's our word.
That's a good thing. You know, you haven't studied.
No, I haven't.
We're kind of like Parisians, you know. Like,
for those of you who can't understand us, because the atmosphere is so dense where you live that it warps the horizon.
And. Yeah, that's my character.
He's a soldier. That's
slash farmer, right?
He protects his farm.
Slash farmer. He protects farms and the village he lives in.
I am Eric. I'm going to be playing Fauntleroy Blampfurk, although he prefers to just be called Roy because that name is a little too hoity-toity for him. He was born from a fairly wealthy family, but he's not a fan of some of their ways and the wealthy lifestyle. So he took off to live on his own. And he's kind of Robin Hood-esque, except there's a little more focus towards also making sure he's doing fine monetarily and not just everyone else. He's a slightly more selfish Robin Hood. And he doesn't have a bow and arrow. And he doesn't always wear green. Sometimes.
Well, he's not anything like Robin Hood.
No, but he does a lot of giving to the poor, but also he does of giving to himself.
Hmm.
And he does the stealing part.
Yeah, he's great at that part. He loves stealing. Like, you guys already like him, that's because he stole your hearts.
Alright, Eric can't seems to have that. Fallen down a trap door.
Why does that happen to my character so much?
No, this happens to you. In real life.
Whoever's basement this is.
Wait, hang on. I have to pull the lever here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, you guys ready to start this poking?
Never.
No?
Okay, now I'm ready. I lied before.
All right, so the three of you are woken up by the sound of someone snapping. Hello? Hello, chaps? Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake
so
up.
So we're all, like, hanging out together?
Well, now you're waking up in a room.
Oh, so we weren't hanging out together before, possibly?
No.
Oh.
Where am I?
I was gonna say what the hell is that, but I didn't want it to be interpreted as out of character. That was in character. What the hell is that?
You guys wake up. You see a little squat man, bowler cap, big glasses. Kind of looks Charlie Chaplin-esque a little bit. Not really. Looks like he's doing bad dress up.
Is he black and white?
No. Got a bit of color to him. Gray hairs, though. Lots of gray.
Are we free? Or like our hands are and stuff?
You're seatbelted in. I mean, you could probably take off the straps if you wanted, but you can't really see anywhere else to go. You're in like a very cramped and secluded room. It sounds rickety, like a ship. So you think you're on a boat.
My good man, you seem to have caught us at a bit of a disadvantage here. We, at least I, have no recollection of boarding this vessel, if indeed we are aboard a vessel.
Yeah, that makes two of us. What's going on here? Who are these people?
Make that three.
Well, person ends. You know.
You can call me CC. The Queen has asked me personally to take care of a little matter, and I have chosen you to get it done. You who have sadly been on my radar, so to speak, and quite an annoyance. To me, you're all scum. Plain and simple.
Nice to meet you, too.
Come say that to my face.
I mean, you guys should have been eradicated long ago, but my brother, he seems to really like you guys, and, thinks you're scum with beneficial talents. So to, let's say, move up in your social standings and have your names cleared by the government, you know, give it a sum of money and the antidote,
The antidote.
Your job, if you wish
what
to
was that?
Excuse me?
You said antidote.
Yeah.
Yes, you very clearly said antidote.
Yeah. You see, I'm going to be straight with you, gentlemen. We're like 5 minutes from Venus. We're going to be at the Sea of Nafka in a few moments, where I will drop you guys off. You guys will have to do this little job. If you don't want to do the job, that's fine. That you can choose not to do this. Just know that you don't get the antidote afterward.
You keep using that word.
Yeah. See, there's this little vial that's inside your bodies that's going to go off relatively soon and release a poison into your body. And it may kill you, or it may make you excruciatingly painful to live. It's one of the two things. We haven't really tested it on that many people, really. I mean, it's kind of gross. But, we can find out if you lizard men really are immune to all those diseases that you guys claim to be.
I'd jump for joy if I could.
So, your job, about your job. I mean, if you guys want to do it. If you don't, that's fine. I can't give you the antidote if you don't. Because I don't have it on me, or it's not, and it's not on the ship. But it will come when we come back to pick
out
you up.
Out of character? Would I character know what an antidote is?
Yeah. You guys are pretty much, you're immune to disease, lizard men are. I mean, you guys have lots of natural immunities,
That's why I'm asking.
What poisons are. You can still get poisoned. You just don't really get diseases.
Okay. All right.
So your mission, if you wish to complete it. If not, don't bother me, none. You just die.
Doesn't sound like we have much of a choice.
You said we maybe die.
Alright, you may die, you may live excruciatingly painful life afterward, I don't know. It could blind you, it could cripple you, it could do, I don't know entirely what all this stuff does. I'm not really a scientist, I'm just really a go-to guy for the Queen to get
it's
things done.
A veritable
done.
Cornucopia of misery.
I'm really good at getting things done, and I kind of know how to do it. And, this one seems to be a little bit beyond my skills, but I have got you guys because you guys seem like a ragtag bunch that kind of always get into trouble but always get out. So I figured you guys have the perfect talent.
Now, we out of character, we don't know each other, I'm assuming.
You might know of each other's reputation. you know, him being a famous anarchist, you're being the only lizard man that wants to live on Earth.
I try not to have my reputation.
Thieves are normally very quiet on the down low, but you came from a prosperous family and then disappeared. Yeah, so
true.
Well, Earth is a very nice place, much nicer than Venus. I was getting attacked by dinosaurs on Venus.
Oh, well, thank God we're going to it.
Well, we all have a common enemy in this one, other than me right now, and for you, other than the Queen.
Is he wearing a red coat?
No, he's black and white.
Okay, so we wouldn't know he's a red devil.
Well, we're all considered red. All humanoids are considered red devils to Martians.
Oh, okay.
I got man, understand, normally I would never jump at the whim of a filthy sovereign such as your queen, but you make a very convincing case.
You see, there's a high Martian terrorist. He claims he's developed the cure for humanity. Now, we were able to get him off of Mars, but he kind of disappeared. Into your native lands, into Venus. We really don't have a lot of resources to be there, so good luck.
It's very encouraging.
Yes. And then he steps back, hits a button on a door, you guys drop out the floor and land on a boat.
Into the dinosaur.
I walked right into that.
Sorry, that trap door seems to be stuck.
Man, the music played too early. Alright.
Open the door, fall through the floor. Holy crap, there's a dinosaur.
Yeah, motherfucker, we're on a boat.
Well, gentlemen, doesn't seem we've been formally introduced. My name is the Reverend Jedediah McTeague.
It's a mouthful.
I'm Bach.
It's not a mouthful.
What might your name be, stranger?
Just call me Roy. Whoa. It's preferable to the other one.
We're stuck with each other for now.
It does seem that way.
And I'm Captain Peach. I'll be your captain.
I'm like in a fighting stance.
I thought I was good at sneaking around.
Well, you did fall on me boat.
Are you also with the small gray-haired man, sir?
No. He kind of put me here against me will.
Ah. Do you also have a vial of poison circulating in your bloodstream?
He did mention something of that.
Now, when this mission is over, I'm gonna kill him.
Oh, aye, we shall. But first, we gotta tell the terrorist to catch.
Now then, gentlemen, if the good book teaches us anything, it's to turn the other cheek and forgive. And if we happen to want to kill him, I have some dynamite.
The good book.
Yes, my good lizard friend, the good book, the Bible. Handed down from on high.
Would my character know what the Bible is?
It's up to you. I mean, you...
I'm trying to live on Earth, but...
Yeah, you would know, I guess, if you're trying to live on Earth.
All right, so there's just some terms I might not know here and there, then.
McTeague just goes off into a like, proselytizing rant, trying to, you know...
It's not going to work. The lizards have their own deity.
Actually, I think you do. I haven't really read much into
Lizard that. Jesus.
I know the Martians have their own religion, which is really...
And don't you blaspheme. There's no such lizard Jesus.
Lizard Jesus did the same things Earth Jesus did. He's just known as Lizard Jesus.
And it was more like quadrupedal.
Is it like
he didn't split a fish up, he split bugs up then.
They nailed his tails to the cross. It fell off. It grew back.
He didn't walk on water. He walked on lava.
He ran across the desert sands.
Being chased by snakes.
A lot of people are saying that's fake. I really hope it's not. That was awesome. I watched that whole thing and I'm like, that is epic!
What?
Although,
there's a video going around about this lizard that was being chased by a snake. Uh-huh. He climbs this rock to pull
just not
the
just
rock.
A snake, a horde of
no,
snakes.
No. He's being chased by one snake. He climbs this rock, jumps over the rock, lands in this place, and there's a horde of snakes where he landed. And he just stays perfectly still. It's just like all the snakes are like, huh? I'm like, oh my god, this guy is so fucked. But no, basically he escaped a horde of snakes after three of them almost got him.
And the best part is we should post this video to Chris as fast as possible because he hates snakes.
Why does it have to be snakes?
I don't know, Chris.
Alright, so. Where were we?
We're in the Sea of Nefta. Nefka.
My friend, I understand not everyone is willing to accept the light of Jesus Christ into their life. I will work on it.
Sure.
We have more important matters to attend to.
Definitely.
We have a terrorist to catch.
Looks like it.
Looks like there's a civilization to the north. As we be sailing.
Are we actually on Venus right now?
Yes.
Would I know what the solution is?
Were you...
I lived on the planet, so...
Alright, well... Heads or tails?
Heads.
No, you didn't live on this side of the planet. This side.
James, are there any valuables in view that I could probably pocket? Maybe like a little notice or something?
Yeah, probably a notice.
How do I do that? I roll the die, it says?
You roll your die and your d4.
Oh, and a d4?
Yeah, because you guys got a d6.
Except for Ryan. Ryan's a wild card.
Ryan's a wild card. You get the d6.
Wild card, bitches!
I rolled a 6.
You rolled a 6.
That's a pretty good roll.
That is a pretty good roll.
Thank you. I tried.
You notice that there seems to be a partially covered bag on the floor. You kind of kick it as, you know, those two are talking about Jesus, and the captain obviously is enthralled by this.
Of course.
A lizard man trying to be converted. And you notice that there are some shiny coins in there.
Oh. Yeah, we're all in this together, but that doesn't mean I can't get a little bigger share than I anticipated. I'm going to try to sneak one or two of them out of there.
What did I do with my box?
There's your box.
Let's see if Peach has noticed him going through
his bag.
Is Captain Peaches or Peach?
Peach.
Peach. Is Captain Peach human?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's from many different seas, which is why his accent constantly changes.
Faith in Begora, I've sailed all the seas.
Practice is noticing. I'll make him a regular like you guys. He does not make it.
He's a super wild card.
No, he's
D100 to me.
He gets a D100. Yeah, no, he doesn't notice.
Oh, cool. I'm not grabbing a whole lot. Just a couple. Just like two or three.
Something he won't notice is me.
Yeah.
Oh, Captain Peach turns around, picks up. This bag be lighter.
Oh, that's because we're on Venus now. The gravity is different.
Aye, makes sense.
You know, it's yes, going to be heavier.
All of a sudden, there's just
yeah,
a cup tell,
of... His smarts isn't that. He would fall for that. He is a pirate. He's more intimidating and swashbuckling than he is...
Where can I note that I just got a couple coins?
Okay. I'm glad my lizard voice threw you guys off for a second.
It definitely threw me off for a second.
Two gold doubloons!
Plastic!
They feel like gold.
Cool. I imagine I've felt a fair amount of trouble this time. And
I think you can actually... I think you're good enough to tell the difference between real gold and
chocolate. Never been on this side of the planet before.
Even if it's chocolate, I just found myself a treat.
Well, you guys pull up to a dock. Sorry, I'm trying to get my Venus, my map of Venus open, and it just keeps closing on me. Although it's not really a map, it's just like, here's landmass, here's the name of landmass, here's sea, here's name of sea. It is 90% land, so I mean...
Okay.
So it's reverse Earth.
Yeah. Well, it's known as sister Earth, right? Isn't that Venus known?
Yeah.
Alright, Bach just jumps off onto the dock.
Do I want Captain Peach going with you guys, or do you want him to stay here? I'll watch the boat.
Usually the captain watches the boat.
Captain stays with the ship.
Your land legs aren't the great. And he shows you two stubs.
Oh, yes. You're correct.
I'm more off the boat.
All right, you notice a little village. It doesn't seem too populated. A lot of stuff is growing on there. I mean, it looks mostly like wheat fields, but not really wheat.
But what are they growing?
Out of the water comes a giant crustacean from the Paleolithic era. And it looks down at you with these big red eyes. It says, I need about 3 feet.
3 feet!
Got
God damn it, you're like this, master! I ain't giving you no tree fitting.
I gave him the last time, he still came back.
She gave him a dollar.
Evangela, thank you for that. She reminded me of that. I was like, they're on a boat. She's like, why don't you have like a giant crustacean from the Paleolithic era? I'm like, oh, that's perfect!
So, you, Teeth, you're from here, right?
Yes.
Teeth. Yeah, what do you know about this area?
Not that I've been here before.
You're from here.
Yes, but I'm not Venus is a little different.
You're on a different hemisphere.
Yeah, we're...
My character doesn't know a hell of a lot about Venus. As far as he knows, everything in Venus is the same.
No. Like, this is the north. You're from the south.
Yeah, this is the north. I'm from the south. There's not really ways to get from north to south easy.
I just usually go south.
It seems that our abductor has dropped us off without very much of a lead. Perhaps we should reconnoiter and find some more information.
As far as all that he's told you is that you're looking for a high Martian that has a cure for humanity. Even that was bleak, because you have no idea what that could possibly mean.
The people of this village, are they lizard people?
Yes.
Okay. So, we'll walk in the village.
Well, lizard people aren't fan of Martians either. Well, especially high Martians, because high Martians are very hoity-toity, like, I'm better than you because I'm a high Martian.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the genetic lottery winners.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh.
Even lizard people don't really get along with them.
Just follow me.
Very well.
Because lizard people don't really like humans either, right?
No, they're okay with humans. It's not like humans have tried to come and, like, conquer Venus. It's mainly Mars.
So you, buddy, you trust this lizard guy at all?
I
don't do a lot of lizards, so... I mean, like, his kind of lizard. I have a pet lizard. But
I trust the Lord to put me in the company of those who mean me no harm. And I also trust Priscilla here. And then he swoops his coat out of the way, and you see a revolver on his head.
Oh, looky there.
I love it.
Did our captor drop us off with our weapons?
Oh, yeah, you have all your armaments, weapons, any...
All right, so I have my...
If there's any, like, things you guys might want to add to that, you can...
So my shield and my spear are on my back.
A police baboon.
You want a police baboon?
You know, they're not really good at training baboons yet. I mean, they could barely train their dogs. And also getting a baboon into space really is kind of difficult. the last time that happened, you know, they wound up taking over a planet. And
cool.
Just like Earth, the best place to get information is the watering hole.
Yeah, I'm always at my watering hole.
Here's a brief description of lizardmen. Natives of Venus, lizardmen are primitive and operate in clans. Earthmen are as accepted as any other creature, looking like a dead fish to the lizard folk. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty much been like any other race.
Yeah. So, just careful and don't insult their clan.
Oh. You actually see a clan flag waving. I couldn't think of anything more creative than a clan flag for like lizard people. I don't know, like the clan mud sign. I don't know.
No, just simple.
Lizard coats of arms, and
so I shouldn't tell them that they could use a little work on that design.
No.
All right.
Don't do that.
I'll keep it to myself.
So we're going to head to the
local... You actually recognize that they grow most of the fruits for this area. But, I mean, you haven't been here, but you've heard of them. They're just...
Is there a name for them?
No.
All
not right. That you've heard of.
No, I've heard... Oh, I thought you said I heard of them.
You've recognized the clan flag. You don't recognize...
I don't know the name. Okay, this is where they grow. This is where they grow that... That certain fruit that I like. I don't know what it's called.
You do not know the name of the fruit.
We don't really keep track of what we eat, really, when it comes down to like fruits and stuff. Just whatever's good for us.
Fascinating. That is fascinating.
You are lizard people, so you don't really have a taste hot and cold either. I mean, it's either a slow day or a fast day for you. It's going to be slow today.
I explain that to them.
Is it a slow day or a fast day?
Right now, this is good. It's a fast day.
The hottest planet in our solar system, so it's a fast day.
It's a fast day.
It's a fast day every day. What does it get up to, like, 530 Kelvin or something like that? Yeah. Or 730 Kelvin? It was some random number.
Yeah. I've actually had slow days on Earth. A lot more slow days on Earth than here. Alright, so it's a local watering hole.
You see a few guys out in the field. They look like they're chattering about something. Chit-chatting about something.
Alright, I will attempt to stealth over and eavesdrop on their conversation.
Okay.
Alright, so I've got stealth at an 8.
Yeah, so you roll a d8 and a d6.
Okay. We'll see how this goes. Alright, rolled a 7.
And you beat their 5.
Alright.
Yeah, they're too busy and engorged in conversation to really pay attention to anything that's really going on around them. So you how do you sneak over? Do you like kind of blend in with the plants like kind of swaying in the breeze? Do you just kind of walk over and just kind of stand out of eyesight? Or
yeah. So the way I picture McTee, he's wearing like a very austere black suit. He looks like a very solemn preacher, but he is. There are parts of his suit that are. Stained with gunpowder and burned from explosions, and he's missing several fingers, and he has a general kind of like a greasy, disheveled appearance, even though he carries himself with an upper-class bearing. So I kind of picture he wouldn't really do well to like blend in with the local crops. I'm thinking he just sort of keeps out of eyesight, and he's got good ears, despite the number of accidental explosions he's been in.
fuse is too short.
Right. Should have given her a couple of extra inches. So he just sort of stands and cocks his head so that he can hear what they're saying, and you know, does his best to stay like behind them out of their line of sight.
Yeah, so you get up to him. There's two of them talking. One of them just sitting there listening and nodding. And it's like, dirty greasy elves, dirty greasy Martians coming down on our planet, hiding out in them woods over there. How dare they come over into our territory? Yeah, I don't even know what he was thinking. Trying to come over here and ask for help, like we would help a Martian. The other one's just like nodding. Yeah. We should go over there and chew on him.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm probably hanging back and critiquing your stealth skills. I think I could have done it better.
Although I kind of should have done a little better with their detection, because lizards are constantly sticking their tongue out so they can actually taste the air.
Yeah.
So they probably would have tasted the gunpowder stained jacket in the air, but
such is life.
They rolled poorly. They're too pissed off that a high Martian came down and asked for their help.
Mm.
I mean, come on.
My friends, I do believe that I have found us a lead. The Lord has showed us the way. Apparently, there are some high Martians who have alighted on this world and are hiding out in the woods.
Which way?
Well, you only see one set of woods that's a little bit beyond the village.
Oh.
I mean, you came from the sea, and then there was nothing but desert one way, the village, and there's woods.
Okay.
Doesn't look like it goes on far, though. It looks like it's just...
Okay, so we can go over and investigate, and then I'm a lizard, so I could probably taste the air and see if I taste anything funny.
Yeah, I'm supposed to give you guys a few bonus for that.
Ooh, for my, was it for notice?
That doesn't mean I'm going to.
For notice?
Damn.
Yeah, well, yeah, to notice.
What, do I get like a D6 on my roll rather than getting like the 4?
Are you the wild card?
No. You're not the wild. You would just add 1 or 2 to your roll.
Okay.
Last time I checked, I'm the only fucking wild card.
Okay. So let's go that way. My voice keeps changing. I gotta figure this thing out.
I gotta stop calling high Martians elves, because every time I hear high, I always automatically think high elves.
It's all those Ragnarok games we've played.
That and like every RPG ever.
Alright. In that case, McTeague draws his revolver, and he has a leather bound copy of the Bible that he keeps on him at all times. He's got the revolver in one hand and the Bible in the other. He gives it a kiss.
Which one?
Both.
Same time.
Yeah. Okay. It's just doesn't show any favoritism. He's got a kisses the Bible, kisses the revolver.
I like my God just as much as I like my gun.
Mm-hmm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
So you guys start walking over to the woods?
Yeah.
You guys try to hide your presence at all, or you just kind of...
I would say let's
sneak.
So an 8 and a 6.
9.
Okay. 11.
Oh, look at you.
3.
Well, they
the
noticed
you.
The
should blend in the most.
Yeah, well, my nose is pretty low.
Hmm.
They're sitting there complaining. They kind of look over because they hear a crunching noise. Sounds like somebody stepped on a twig.
Rule number one, you avoid the twigs.
They look over and they see 3 people just ran. Well, 2 people and a lizard people. Just kind of wandering over to the woods. They kind of shrug it off. It's you guys aren't bothering them, they're not going to bother you.
Right.
All right, we're just checking out the woods, seeing what they're like. What kind of trees
up their crops.
Venus have.
I see a boat in the dock.
I excuse myself. I'm going to take a leak on their crops.
Where? All right, well.
See, I don't know if they would think that would give it more flavor. human nutrients. One of them actually does shout out, "Careful of the dinosaurs! They're hungry."
When aren't they?
I'm trying to see what dinosaurs.
Yeah, definitely, definitely watch out for that.
Yeah, and you watch out for twigs.
I think the twigs are a little less, you know, scary than the dinosaurs.
Yeah, but the twigs got us noticed. I am all about not getting noticed.
That's great.
Yeah.
Don't the dinosaurs see you or smell you?
You won't hear me if I'm not stepping on twigs.
Holy shit. Why didn't I pick a cold planet? Then I could have given you guys the abominable snowman.
Oh.
That would have been a great...
Just find us a fucking dinosaur to fight, James.
That's what you're looking for. We all know what you're looking for right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing what kind of dinosaur there are.
Pick up one.
It's got to be a fun kind of dinosaur.
It's a purple one. And it likes
traffic
friendship. Light. I like traffic lights.
All right. Roll your notice.
Okay. I don't know if I have that.
I do.
Yes, I do.
You probably do. I probably wrote 6. It on there sloppily, though.
11.
2 is 8.
Okay. 10.
Okay, so you two definitely notice. You kind of like, meh. You notice, but not as well as those two.
Yeah, we're
playing. I taste it.
Dinosaur.
That's over the amount that my nose can go. That's plus 2.
Oh yeah, I forgot to. It's called aces. If you roll the max on a die, you get to re-roll that die.
Oh.
So if you roll like a 6 on a d6, you get to roll again and add.
Nice.
12.
12.
Actually.
Did I roll again for that?
How many times does it? Do you get to?
You keep
rolling?
Going until you don't roll a 6.
Ryan's going to really notice. This.
Hang on. So I'm at 16. 18.
Oh,
Ryan raised the shit.
Noticing McGee.
He noticed it. And like,
suddenly I'm noticing. I was noticing the most before.
Plus 2.
Now I'm the least.
You don't get your plus 2 yet.
Why not?
Because I didn't say you can have your plus 2.
You just said I have a plus 2.
I said you could have a plus 2.
But.
All right. Well, anyway, I got 15.
All right. So you guys see this giant, huge... green beast that is blending in really well with the environment, like on it.
Not well enough.
No, you guys spot every little hidden detail on this thing.
Jesus wept. I told myself they were just inventions of Mr. Charles Darwin. Evolutionist.
This one, William, you know, is, well, Bach, you know, that is, this one's an herbivore. This one's
tame.
Yeah, he's not gonna. That's part of their the herbivore's camouflage is to be able to.
All right, blend. Don't worry.
I'm looking at a giant dinosaur. I'm worried.
He's an herbivore. He's a plant eater.
Okay, I'm slightly less worried now.
Trust in the Lord's benevolence, my friend.
Just quietly go by, and no one, and he won't get threatened.
So you guys walking past it?
I'm good at quiet.
Very, very
you
quiet.
You try and sneak past it?
Well, at least I go around it.
Well, yeah, it's not in your way. It's off to the side, but you guys noticed its outline, like, immediately.
Yeah, so let's just go that way.
Especially Ryan.
Away from it.
Yes.
In case it has a baby, let's not piss it off.
So you guys are gonna roll your sneak?
Yeah.
Stealth. Sneak.
Smell. Steak. Or I guess steak.
Ooh, I do want a steak.
7.
6.
Oh, not so well this time. 3.
Ooh.
Seven's above what I can get.
Where are these bennies for again?
You can re-roll or add.
Oh. I want to re-roll that. I don't want to have the guy notice me. It's a big dinosaur.
Yeah, well, give me a benny.
Don't tell me what to do.
And now down one benny.
Three.
Well, okay, since Will rolled a three last time and stepped out of tree, guess what you did? After, you know, berating him.
Can I step out a leaf instead?
A dry leaf.
Okay, it wasn't a twig.
You step in an herbivore's nest and crack one of its eggs.
It wasn't a twig, so I didn't tell him to watch out for leaves, I told him to watch out for twigs. I'm still right. Now who's the loud one? It wasn't a twig?
Well, it alerted it. It looks over at you guys. Definitely looks concerned. It tilts its head. You get the impression it's never seen a human before. And it starts to saunter over slowly to you guys. Thud. Thud. Thud.
Is this where we walk away?
Can I roll my survival and know what to do with this point?
Yes.
Okay.
I forgot you had that.
Five.
Yeah, running will just make it chase you because now it's curious.
Just stay still. Let us look.
It's just going to smell.
It's going to smell us.
Oh, great.
See if we're threatening.
McTeague cocks his revolver.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
It doesn't seem at least remotely alarmed about that.
I mean, I'm just going to say it probably doesn't know what the fuck it is.
It just goes, revolver! And
it's just
going
to try and smell that too. It smells like earth powder.
Probably won't affect dinosaur.
All of a sudden, it's about 4-5 feet away from you. It starts screaming in pain.
We didn't do that, did we?
Notice.
Yeah, roll your notice.
Four.
Seven.
I didn't notice shit.
Well, Ryan noticed it. There looks like a bunch of smaller. A bunch of smaller things just kind of jumping on its back and gnawing on it.
Oh no!
Yeah,
we got velociraptors.
No, these are the baby ones.
Oh, what are those things called?
I don't remember.
Jerks.
The things that ate the guy in the Lost World. That was like taking a piss.
Yeah, a little bigger than that. They're about like hip high on you.
Yeah, I think that's about the size velociraptors actually
are.
Yeah.
So.
True velociraptors.
Yeah.
Which they made a comment in Jurassic World about. They said that they engineered them that way to
because they wanted impressive dinosaurs.
Yeah. They don't want to make.
Also, they didn't have all the DNA. They said
we don't want your shitty realistic dinosaurs.
We had the real DNA. We would have been able to. Yeah.
So what say we get out of here before they target us next?
So this herbivore is going to be a sizable meal for it.
Oh yeah.
All right. So yes, I believe we should beat a hasty retreat, gentlemen.
How many do they? Come in those in a pack of?
It looks like a pack of six.
Pack of six.
I'd like to start sauntering away.
I'm going to roll notice one more time and see if there's one hiding, looking around, because that's kind of what they do. There's always
you roll your notice if you want.
There's one always controlling the scene. Seven.
Yeah, you only notice that there's three of them on the...
Great.
And this is where we leave, correct?
Yes. Yes, we leave now. We leave now, quickly.
You should probably mention.
Don't.
Yes, guys. They travel in six, and there's only three of them on a dinosaur.
Ah.
Let's go.
In that case, my friend,
I'm out.
Be very careful.
I guess you could all roll your agility to get out of there quickly.
Yeah.
I don't see like a running skill. I don't know if there is a running skill.
Agility is the running skill.
Oh, I got you for.
I got a nine.
I got a five.
Seven again. We're rolling sevens.
I got a five. My old war injury is acting up.
Nine.
I was able to do the lizard voice the first time, and I can't do it.
You adapted to our voices.
Yep.
lizards adapt. What do we do?
That's true, we do. That happens to Alex a lot. He'll take other people's accents.
Well, I had the lizard voice, and all of a sudden, like my I just started losing it. I just lost it. Oh well.
It's gone. It'll never return.
We're gonna be attacked by the Velociraptors. I hope you guys know
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it's all fine.
It's all right. I've got Priscilla here.
I got my spear.
And the word of the good Lord. Hallelujah.
I have a bunch of daggers.
The word of the good Lord is stolen in your hand by a dinosaur.
Heathen!
Daniel Bryan, the album.
Just gonna keep quoting from Psalm 23.
Mom, James, how are you guys doing today?
Please let us know by leaving a voicemail or sending us an email or telling or tweeting that.
I'm back.
What was the number?
I forget the number.
It was three.
Four of Eric is great.
It was three of Eric is terrible.
It was three of Eric should shut up.
Shut up.
So, listeners, how are you doing today? One for yes, two for no. Dan, how are you doing?
Alright, so.
Or tweet two for Will Sharon on the big motherfucking Crab Tuckers game. Don't worry, it's coming. It is coming.
I did suggest you should.
Yes, it's going to be a festive one.
Now, this will be weird, because, like, what if, like, this game goes up after the big Crab Truckers? Then, like, listeners will be confused.
I don't think it will.
Yeah, it could be months before this goes up.
Well, the second Crab Truckers went up already.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, before we run another one. I mean, I think Bill's just saying if you want him to run more.
Right.
Which will be even more.
All right, so how'd you guys do?
Looking great.
Yeah. I got a 48.
I got a 7.
I got a 5.
I forgot a 9.
7, 5, 9. Alright, well, you guys are running. You ran into the path of the three that were supposed to cut off the herbivore if the other three started chasing him.
Mm. Alright.
So you guys run, stop dead, and see three, I guess you go velociraptors, looking at you, dead in your face, confused as to why your three are here, not the herbivore the other three are supposed to bring that way. I will give you guys the surprise round.
Okay.
Acting first, because granted, you all should be shocked at this point in time, but you expected to see, you guys are kind of on high alert, expecting.
All right, fighting. Here we go.
You're going to fight them. Like fighting hand-to-hand, or are you going to use your...
My spear.
Okay.
Which is part of fighting.
Yes, my bad. My apologies. I misheard. Yeah, fighting would be close combat stuff, and shooting would be...
Two.
Yeah, range. I think you have throwing...
Yeah, I have throwing daggers.
I have throwing... Or my dynamite, I'm guessing.
Now you can throw anything. You can pick up a rock and throw it if you wanted. I mean,
but I do have Priscilla here, and I did say that she's cocked, so...
You did. I do remember that.
We had a discussion about it.
Yep.
So, I mean, you guys get surprise rounds, so you guys can all go first. It doesn't matter what order. So,
I'm going to re-roll that. I rolled a D10, rolled a 1. And a 1.
Nice.
Oh, you critically failed, pretty much. You, like,
but
you rolled a 1 again on your D10.
I rolled a 1 again on my D10. Second time in a row.
They rolled their max on your 4, though.
So, yes, I did.
So you get to re-roll your 4.
5.
Are there crit fails in this system, or...?
It's anything below a 4 is normally a failure.
Okay.
So I got a 5 for my attack.
You rolled a 4 and a 1, that's 5.
5.
And then you rolled again, so you rolled a 5 and got a 0 on your second roll?
No, it was a 4.
Uh-huh.
And you rolled a 1
and
then
I rolled a 1 on the next one.
Okay.
So and then you have 5.
And you have a D10 where you rolled a 1.
Six.
Oh, so 6. You're right. Never mind. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Math. Real math.
I'm a moron.
All right. So there's a gray one, a bluish gray one, and a greenish gray one.
My boy, Blue. You're my boy.
Which one are you attacking?
Oh, I'm attacking the blue one.
They're standing in that order. They're like.
Oh, I'll have the one on the right then.
So the grayish
one.
The gray one?
Yeah.
They're failing at velociraptoring. They should have, one of them should have been standing out in the path.
And that's what I thought then.
Well, these aren't really like earth dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Things here are stupider.
Yeah. Take that. We're sorry to any Venusian dinosaur listeners.
All right, so what'd you rolled a six?
Six.
All right. Roll your damage.
Roll my damage. It's strength plus D6. So, I need a D8.
Let's say, I'm gonna die.
Nine.
You did nine damage.
Nine damage.
Is that an eight?
There's an 8 plus 1.
Okay, what can you do when you roll a max on a die?
I can reroll. Oh, 15.
That's pretty good.
Much better.
That is very good.
I didn't know that worked for damage.
Yeah.
Alright.
Aces, baby.
Aces.
Now you want to do enough.
Alright, I will go. McTeague raises his revolver and mutters a short prayer and takes aim at the greenish-gray velociraptor.
Okay, that's the one that Will just attacked.
Oh, I thought he did the blue one.
No, I changed my action because it was in the middle. I went to the right.
Okay, alright, in that case I will go for the one in the middle.
Okay, so the blue-green.
The blue-gray one.
I'm going for blue.
I got an 8 to shoot.
All right, that's a hit. Roll for damage.
Yeah. 5.
5 damage.
So let me down.
Eric?
I guess I'll throw a dagger at the one on the left since no one's hit it. Gotta get them all. Pokemon. So I roll my throwing?
Yes, roll your throwing.
Plus a D4.
Mm-hmm.
4.
I'll
let it hit.
Yay!
Four.
So now my damage is strength and D4 end throw?
Yeah.
Alright, so my strength die is a D6. My D4 is a D4. And my throw is a D8. Six, seven, and 19. That's a max on the D4. 12.
12 damage. Alrighty. There's a...
So I'm down one throwing dagger.
Yeah, one of them has a dagger sticking out of its eye.
Cool.
It's very...
I bet these were the...
That caused it to go into what is called a shock.
I bet these were the friendly dinosaurs and we just fucked up.
No. Not. Ooh, we get cards!
This is your initiative, gentlemen. Jokers go at any time.
I got a joker again.
6.
3.
And we got a 4, an ace, and a 9 here.
Where's Mr. Joker Man?
3.
Getting the Joker.
Combination of 3 and 5.
Alright, so ace is high. That would be the gray one who's in shock because it had a dagger thrown in its eye.
It's fair.
So I gotta see if
I attack
he can...
the gray one?
No, you attack the green gray one.
The green.
What happened?
I attacked the gray one.
No, it didn't pass its spirit roll, so it's still in shock.
Good.
That was on HBO the other day.
Anyone lower than an ace? you can go whenever you want. So
I'm at 6.
If you can, and if you guys are up next, you can hold your action.
I will keep that one under my hat.
Okay. All right, so I guess the blue-gray one goes. It was shot.
Yeah, that was mine.
But the problem is there's a lizard man with a spear poking his brother right next to him, so he's going to go for you.
So I'm going to...
Well, you don't really get a dodge. It's your parry is basically the number I need to hit, which is, what is your parry? Since you have a shield, I think you get a plus one. And you have natural armor, so you get plus one as well.
So plus two?
Your parry is five.
Oh, well, the parry is five.
It's a seven?
It's a seven. You rolled a six.
What an idiot.
So I'm like this, and I went, ding.
So now what's the difference between parry and toughness again?
Toughness is what I would have to... That basically, depending on the if the damage goes over that, that gives you like a wound or puts you in shock.
Oh, that's the shock thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, part of when I picture my lizard man is kind of like the things from like Zelda. The things you attack, like, they like attack them in the back. Is it?
Anyone higher than a four?
I'm a six.
All right, then you're next.
All right.
No, you're not. I am. I'm the one that I shot and then just went after my good friend Bach here. Prospective convert. I'm gonna shoot it again.
All right, roll your shoot.
Okay.
Shoot.
All right. Seven. 13. 15.
Okay, you did a double raise.
So you missed. Make
double damage.
Nice. Yeah.
Fuck. Careful, there's a dive on my foot. I fell on the floor, that doesn't count. It's not that one. It's that three.
So eight. And then plus. It doubles?
Yeah.
So 16.
Damn. That was the blue-green one, right?
So, that was the blue one, yeah.
The blue one, yeah.
All right, now, Eric, you're up.
All right, I'm going to try. You know, I feel bad for this guy. He's got an eye out. I want to make a match so, you know, he doesn't get made fun of.
Okay. So you're going a cold shot?
Bastard.
No, only dinosaurs get made fun of for that.
Okay.
I'm sure Ryan, through personal experience, would say otherwise.
Yeah.
It's only bad if it's dinosaurs.
You bigot.
So what? I might want to try for a cold shot. I might just throw
it. Cold shot gives you plus two to damage, but it takes two away from your roll.
I'll just go for another regular throw, and if I'm lucky, it'll get in the eye. So
roll your luck. That's not a real skill.
Oh,
you should have given that to yourself as skill. Luck.
Oh.
As a thief, you kind of want high luck.
I have a d20 in luck. Right, so
you don't have a skill, you can't roll it at all, or?
Yeah, you get an untrained skill, so it's basically just a d4.
So I'm rolling throwing.
Yes.
All right. Pick up. Should it die? Seven, but this is a four, so I could roll it again.
By the way, Ryan, you've worn eight. That shirt on the last three podcasts.
Yeah. I kind of grab it on Fridays.
Eight.
Eight? It's, all right, roll again.
Is that your way of saying I'm ready to record today?
Yeah.
Brought to us by this product.
Nine.
Nine?
Mm-hmm. So I'm down to four daggers now, but I could probably retrieve this from its eyes.
You
guys
Polaroid, even though that has to do with cameras, and we're using a microphone.
Head again. Alright.
At least it's not left foot. That's James Dice's favorite.
I hit him in the everything.
It was so funny. We once played a Supernatural game where I think.
That's all it rolled with left foot.
It was left foot for Andrew for like every single dive. So like Andrew was gonna hit her like your left foot again.
Like we're just gonna amputate your left foot because there's no saving it. It's just, the toes are gone. It's crushed. You got bit by a ghoul. I mean, you
neuroli hit in the left stump.
Andrew almost died from just his left foot.
It hit an important artery in your left foot, and you're just bleeding out now. Okay, so Ren, Will, you're 3?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one's up. What's your parry again?
Ah, plus that, plus 2 is 7.
You look out again.
I look out again. Yeah, I like looking out. Looking out is good.
All right, now it's your turn.
Yay! I get to roll my fight. Please don't roll one. It rolled a 7.
You might roll for damage.
Plus a 1, right, for the other die? Or no?
You add them together, yes.
Yeah, so 8.
What if we change the rules?
Well, I don't think we ever used to. I don't think we used to count this one.
Yeah, we did.
Did we? I don't know, it didn't
count on a botch.
Okay. Well, 8 then. For fighting. The hit.
Roll your damage.
Rolling my damage, which is d6 plus strength. It's my d8. Which is 8. Plus 7. 19. Ooh. I like that.
Did you roll 7?
I rolled a 7, yeah. So plus
that's
2.
24.
Plus 2.
And 26. Right, you rolled
8, 7.
Oh, I thought you said 17, and then you rolled a 7 after the 17. No.
No, no. It was 8, 7.
Yeah.
So 15 good. Plus 2.
That's 17.
They say 26. Yeah, I said 17.
You could be you should have just let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. We're gonna step it up.
Alright, and in your cards?
In your cards. Bring it in.
Let's pass in some more cards so we're not getting into the Joker.
How's that Velociraptor looking?
Not happy, I'll tell you this much. Got 2 stab wounds in important areas.
So does mine.
Yeah, yours. There's a blade sticking out of his eye and a blade sticking out of his head. So, he's not happy.
Yeah.
To say the least.
It's just decorative. You can, like, hang something from it.
And
like
a reverse order card, that time.
Air freshener.
I got a jack.
Really?
9.
Same card.
3?
Well, yeah, almost same card.
You just get Cobblepot. You push your Cobblepot.
Yep, I'm Cobblepot.
Anyone get higher than a queen?
Nope. Jack.
Alright, well, the one that's the green-gray one.
Is that mine? I forget.
That's Will's.
Okay. And oh, I'm the gray-gray one.
It's set to see if it's out of shot. No, he didn't pass. You guys are really fucking up. Alright, anyone higher than a 7?
I'm a 9. Jack.
Alright, so Jack.
Okay, I got 3 bullets left, maybe
oh, sorry, 5. Revolver, I think it's got 6.
Okay, so it's a 6 shooter.
Yeah.
So I got, I shot twice so far, so, no, I have 4 bullets
4
left.
Bullets.
So yeah, I'm going to, keep dealing damage to the one I've been shooting at.
Okay.
And 4.
Yeah, these guys are relatively weak. Yeah, that hit.
Oh, okay. 7 damage.
7. Alright, Nick, who was tired? Your eyes
I have
7?
9.
9.
Nice. We're gonna talk about dinosaurs.
Great.
It's dinosaurus time.
I'm thinking I need to throw another knife because the only other option I have to fight is to get up close and just stab it with my non-throwing dagger.
You could do I don't know, some kind of acrobatic move and snatch your knives out of its head and then retreat back before it claws the crap out of you.
I could get them out of it once it's dead.
Okay.
If it dies. If I don't die.
We're taking on Velociraptors right now. With
prove
no
it.
Problem.
I'll just throw another dagger at it.
We're already there in the people of Jurassic Park.
Too bad there aren't any doors around for them to open. Fucking losers.
8 to hit.
Go for it.
Make it 8.
Is it Will?
No, this is the Velociraptor.
Ah.
Uh-oh, I'm going to be sad.
So every time you drink, it has to drink? So
only
drink
five damage.
Ever see that movie with my cousin? Jurassic World, my cousin. And when they did the slow motion, like, zoom in of blue coming around the corner, my cousin just got up and left. He was like, I'm done. He just walked out of the theater.
Okay, so five damage.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's this blue-green's Velociraptor, blue-gray. Sorry.
That's Will's?
Yes. No, this is the one that Ryan's been shooting that's also attacking Will.
But it's been attacking Will.
Right.
Because apparently it doesn't like the fact that Will's trying to stab its brother.
Also, you guys are kind of far away from it, and it doesn't realize that, you know, you guys are also attacking it.
So right.
Yeah. There's one right here. Why right. work harder for food when there's one right there?
I also recognize lizard men. They don't recognize humans.
Not really. It's more of the matter of proximity. It's they could run over there and go after them, or they could all team up on you.
That's right.
Who's I'm fine. Right there in front of them.
I'm fine right now. I'm good.
Months in later, how did I die?
Oh, this one just got you.
Oh. I missed the shield.
70.
Yeah, you kind of saw the one kind of waking up out of its daze, so you went to go hit it, and then it noticed you, and then... Oh, man. I wonder why I'm rolling shit. I'm rolling my Cthulhu dice. Okay.
That's all right. You can use it. We got mine.
Chris has some dice you can borrow.
Yeah.
Why don't you trade with Chris?
What's your toughness?
six. But my armor's plus four.
Right, well, you get shaken.
I get shaken?
Yeah, it did 10 damage to you.
Ooh.
Shit.
Ow.
No, you don't, it doesn't worry. You're shaken. You don't take a wound until after, if you get hurt again while you're shaken. Which would minus one. So right now,
so right here's the damage, right there, right?
No, that's your, that's...
That's the magic?
No, that's XP, I believe.
That's XP? So where's the damage over here?
You don't... Right now, you're shaking.
Okay, I'm shaking.
If you don't... You have to roll spirit next.
Yeah.
Or guts, whichever.
Okay. And then,
if you pass, then you're not shaken anymore. If you pass with exceedingly, then you can do an action and a move.
Okay.
But if you fail, you just suck. If you get hurt while still shaken, you gain a wound, which subtracts one from all your
actions. Got it, sir.
That was 7's turn, right?
Got it, sir.
7, 8, 9.
Anyone high? Well, you got a 3, so it's 5's turn, which is the gray one, green-gray one. This is Tahini. No, this is the... Green, this is the gray one.
That's mine. This is my friend.
Yeah, so he's coming after you now.
Why?
Because you threw knives at him, and you blinded him. He kind of can't see that his brothers are over there attacking one guy, so you're kind of in his tunnel vision. You know, because, you know, predators have the eyes in front of their heads, and you kind of...
And he can smell you.
Mm. I'm a predator.
Those knives, he can smell as your scent on them.
His brother's got Will covered. You ever see cats do that thing where they just claw the shit out of something? Kick at it. That's what they're doing to Will. Except they're lizards.
What's your parry?
Is it higher 78. Than 5? 5.
Oh, okay. I'll get tied to defenders.
Yay!
Seems only fair. I mean, that's how we normally play, right? Tied to defender?
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely jump out of the way.
Barely.
Definitely.
Alright, and new cards go for the next round.
I'm deft.
Oh, wait, Will gets a turn.
Yeah, yeah. Will.
I got the wrong spirit.
Yeah, Will, see if you're not shaking. Roll your spirit.
You can do it, Will.
Do you get higher than a 4?
I got 5.
You can do it, Will. You
did plus you 4.
Okay, there you go.
Hold on, I got a 4 on this. So
that would be 9.
Let's see what I do to the dinosaur when it attacks 3. Me.
That's 12.
I stopped the dinosaur.
So you did an exceptional success, so you actually get to take a turn.
Yay.
Right.
Hand me your card, though.
You do it. Well,
here's my card.
Do it. Well, stab me.
Yeah, I'm
face.
Going to stab it in the face.
All right, which one? Green gray or blue gray?
The one who just bit me.
I think that was blue gray.
Blue gray.
Yeah, green-gray was...
Yeah, I will hurt.
The one that's been shot twice?
Yep.
This is a little... a little disconcerted there.
Oh, shot three times. My apologies.
Shot three
times. Shot through the heart! Oh, I should have waited for you to kill it. Then I should have sang that.
Five to hit.
Pretend we forgot.
Huh?
Five to hit.
Alright, yeah. I did hear
you. No, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you.
Right. Hit him?
Here, yeah, roll your damage.
Exactly. Yeah.
And none of you heard of me, the listeners.
Yeah, you better pretend, yeah.
Right. Brian, remember this specific moment, delete it.
Okay, we'll do.
Seven prostitutes.
I'm waiting for Will to finally roll his goddamn damage. How hard is it to roll dice?
Shut up!
Joker. Oh, look, Ryan got another Joker.
Wild card, bitches!
Look at Ryan, being all
right. I still got my wild card die?
Yes.
Okay.
It's taking you this long to roll two dice?
Shut up. Nine.
Got you there.
Nine. Tell God to shut up. Very seven.
That's a high number.
Okay, anyone higher than an ace?
I'm a seven.
I'm just a joker.
So you go whenever you want.
Yep.
Alright, so Will, what'd you get?
I'm just gonna interrupt Darky.
Oh,
you asshole.
I shuffled. I swear.
I got a three again.
Don't worry, the two of them also go at the same time as you.
Yay.
So, no, alright. So the ace one is going first. That's the. It's the green gray one. See if he gets to wake up. Fine. Wow. Sorry, Will. Yeah, he's definitely awake. And he gets to do an action. Uh-oh. Switch it.
Switch shield and spear.
You should have just stayed shocked. Alright, anyone?
I'm a seven.
I'm a joker.
Alright, so seven.
Alright, so this thing...
Nope!
We're going to hate you so much!
End of round.
So...
Stupid ass!
I can't really use any of my other weapons except my revolver in this case, because too far for a knife, and Will is close, so I can't exactly go with the dynamite. Well, I mean, I could, but... It wouldn't be
how
nice
friendly are you with Will?
Fuck.
Yeah, the lizard man we just met. How much you like him?
I can't convert him to Jesus if he's pasted all over the forest. I'm gonna shoot at the blue gray one again. Okay, that's a seven.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah. And it's 11, 13 damage.
13.
37. His bullet's health is like, that's how much damage it's taken so far. So that puts.
Shut to the heart, and you're to blame. You get love, bad name.
So it's sitting there with its teeth on your lizard companion, and all of a sudden you just blam! You finally land a killing shot right in its torso.
Nice.
I think, yeah, it's his full body, so I'm gonna go with it.
Flops over.
Guts just spill out.
All of a sudden there's just like an explosion of red mist that's like all next to you. It's like a revolver did that.
Mm.
Amazing.
Revolvers are pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he just kept hitting the same spot with the bullets, so finally all the bullets just all hit each other inside and just exploded.
Wait, does this have exploding ammo?
No.
You should.
Not yet.
So that's something you should have.
Probably.
All right, Eric, would you like to go now?
Yes. Is that okay?
Yes.
He took
you may go.
Alright, so this thing ran close to me and attacked, I guess, and it missed me.
Yes.
So, well, I hit him once in the one eye, I hit him once in the head. I'm going to try to just stabby stab, not throwy throw, but stabby stab in the other eye.
Okay.
Stabby stab.
Stabby stab.
Stabby stabby.
Do I have to do the thing for a called shot?
Yeah, you just minus two from your roll.
Two. So I'm rolling on fighting plus the die, the d4.
Yes.
Stabby McStamberson.
I'm going to Benny that one.
Benny! And his cousin Stabalina.
Five. Yeah, five.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
For all your damage, and you get plus two to damage.
All right, so damage, strength, plus the d4. And then plus two to whatever I roll. Okay.
Yeah.
Two and a six. Yeah. I'll roll the six again, so eight, nine, ten, 11.
Yeah. 11!
You there, guys?
Woo! That was right. You gotta do it like right up next to the mic so you can hear it.
Yeah, but I'm not obnoxious.
You can be if you want.
Alright, well, you drop your knife right into its other eye. It sit there, it snapped at you, you jumped out of the way and quickly just grabbed your knife.
Peek-a-boo!
Popped it right in the other eye.
Peek-a-boo.
It starts freaking out. You kinda got it stuck in there for a moment. You might have touched the brain.
Damn.
You can't tell, but it starts flailing around like it just got electrocuted, and it just falls to the floor, just twitching.
It just works the knives, and it moves it, like kicking its legs out, and
like Gimli with the axe in the
yeah. My axe is embedded in its nervous system.
I hope I find the part that controls speech, talk or something.
Greatest character ever.
And it just dies because of too much blood loss. Well, that was a fun 3 seconds.
Alright, threes. So you. Oh no, he's dead. So you and your.
He's been dealt a bad hand.
So it's stuck in glorious gridlock between the two cobble pots. If you guys don't understand why I keep calling them cobble pot, is because I'm using Batman playing cards as the.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess three is cobble pot, so, which is penguin for those non cobble.
Because the other one wasn't penguin. It was.
It was?
No, the other card, the first card I had was croc.
Killer Croc.
It was Killer Croc.
Oh, I thought you had Cobblepot.
He's a crocodile for those.
I thought it was funny.
This is the second time I ever had Cobblepot. The first time I had, I think I had Croc.
I thought it was funny because you look exactly like Oswald Cobblepot.
I had him the first time. Alright, so we go fighting.
I see a 7.
I see a 4.
I see a rock.
11. 13. Sorry, I like the Charlie
Brown. That's a funny ass number, 13.
No, that was a Charlie Brown joke. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I got
you.
A rock. I 13 to hit.
I gave myself a right, credit.
I think you get double damage.
Double damage for that.
Gotta be boy, my play is to doing well, even though it's all luck.
Four.
I only have one Zenny left. How do you get those back?
Ten.
It has to do with something.
So 20.
20? Yeah, 52.
52 Myers.
Oh, that's way too many Myers.
That's a lot of vomit.
I think one Myers enough. I mean...
And all the ham boning, too.
Ham boning.
God, you just... I'm just trying to picture what that would sound like. 50 guys ham boning.
52 guys.
It'd sound like the hundreds of people with the Aztec death whistle. It was horrifying sound. All right, so, Will.
Yes.
This thing has been snapping at you. The other one bit you. You're kind of a little annoyed right now. So you shield bash it where its face is up, and then you charge it with your spear, and you actually lift it off the ground on your spear, and you slam it to the ground. It is just sitting there. It's flailing. It's wailing. It's trying to get out. It's snapping at you. It's snapping at the giant stick in its chest. And eventually just kind of gives up and lays there. It just
dies.
You see it give its one last breath, and it just slowly deflates.
It was a balloon the whole time.
My friends, I believe we've just gotten into a fight with pool floats.
That's a pool float.
It's you.
You're going to have the pool float? I don't need the pool float. I have no idea.
We're just really into this tonight. The pool float. Who says we're the B-listers? Alright, so
at least I'm not sandwich bags.
Sandwich bags, you can box root beer. You gotta watch out, that stuff will knock you on your ass.
Yeah, definitely will.
I don't even know where this came from.
It came from Ed and Jay.
Ed and Jay made that, the box root beer guys.
So,
they're like New York City firemen or Chicago firemen or something like that.
Yeah, they were firefighters of some kind from somewhere.
Alrighty, so you guys have defeated your Velociraptor enemies or Velociraptor esque.
I'd like to pull my various knives out of him.
Alright, roll forage.
Oh!
Scavenge.
Taunt?
No, you could, you know what?
Lockpicking?
I don't know if I want to go with agility or... You know, go with strength. Roll strength to pull him out.
You know what?
You did pull him in there pretty hard.
Throw him in there.
I feel like the lizard people have honor when they make a kill.
4.
You can do whatever you want.
So he gets down, he prays to the, whatever deity he does.
Yeah, back up 6.
Right in front of Ryan. Right in front of Ryan's character.
Thanks, not Jesus.
Thanks.
Thanks lizard Jesus.
Coincidentally.
Thank you, lizard Jesus, for not being a filthy human.
I pray to whatever god that we pray.
As you're laying down praying, all of a sudden you just see something fly past you and slam into the tree and fall to the ground. It looks like one of the velociraptors you were fighting. This one's dead, though, and it learned to fly the hard way. It looks like your leaf-eating friend over there kind of was able to fend off the ones that attacked it.
Oh, good for him.
I drank the blood of the lizard Jesus, but it was too cold.
I get it. Because lizards are cold-blooded.
I legitimately believe your last.
Cue the perfunctory laughter from Will.
Will, give me your card. Damn it.
And here's the
you mean my card that I keep getting back?
Ryan keeps getting the joke.
Yeah, Ryan's joke man.
Wild card.
Because Ryan is the wild card.
It's true.
It's Ryan's wrestling name.
Nobody knows what I'm going to do.
Ryan, wild card, Maddox.
Joe Gangopoulos.
Yep. I could just stab Eric with this pencil.
Alright, so you guys just took out a horde of... Alright, not a horde. Alright, you took
three,
on a trio.
Trio of Velociraptors.
Trio is the right word? Trio of Velociraptors?
Yeah.
That sounds tripod? Like it fits. I don't know
what the collective noun is for Velociraptors. I have to find out.
Oh, it's Raptors.
It's a fleeb of Velociraptors. That's from...
Pack, right?
Rick and Morty.
It'd be a pack.
It might be.
The fleeb.
It might be a pack. Alright, the fleeb.
There's a lot of hizzards.
Eric, roll your notice. Roy. Roy?
Roy. They hunt them like wolves.
Roy, roll your notice.
They're pack hunters, so that's what, so that they're considered a pack.
All right, you notice this. Amazingly, you notice when you roll into this.
That's crazy.
The herbivore still wants to find out what you guys are, so it's kind of walking over to you.
Okay, well, Mr. Teeth over there told me that we're supposed to stay still for it.
So. Let it smell, let it get to know you.
And then it starts, it gets up to you, and it's just like you're standing still, and it just...
Please tell me it likes Aaron.
And I was going to do that, but now you said it, and I'm not doing it.
No.
I don't get saliva anymore.
It's sniffing all around you. It's kind of nudging you with its nose. It's like, meh. Like, meh.
How long am I supposed to stay still? Teeth, how long am I supposed to stay still?
It's all still sniffing you.
Yeah, it just kind of wanders off. It just nudged you a bit. You didn't do anything. You didn't smell like food.
I was too boring for it.
And you didn't smell like medicine to get it
tightened. I think it might be pack or flock.
Ah, yeah, because they are birds.
Apparently. They're bird-like.
It might be flock. I don't know. Don't matter. You killed a trio of them.
Flock of velociraptors.
I like how that sounds.
A murder.
Yeah.
It's a pack on Earth. There's a flock here.
A murder. A murder march. A group of crows is called a murder.
Okay.
So now what?
So now we're going to
continue on your
journey. We should locate this terrorist so that we can dispatch them and get this poison out of our blood.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling pretty confident after taking out a dinosaur. I think we can take this guy on.
Now, do I have extra bullets or did I just fire?
You kind of feel like your pouch is heavier. You think they might have given you extra.
Okay, so I'm going to reload and pop the cylinder out and...
I think you only did 4 shots.
Yeah.
You just give me a bag full of knives. Not the best way to carry knives.
You're supposed to only get 2, I think.
What's in my bag?
Why would they put the points up?
Just like Fitz.
I pull out 5 knives, one of which I'm holding.
I need stitches.
I finally listen to the game where Fitz knocks himself out with the needles. You guys are jerks.
Which one was that again?
One where...
There were a lot of them.
Yeah. What was episode 1, episode 5, episode 8?
That was one of our go-to gags with Fitz.
Yeah.
He dosed himself with sleeping meds. He tranquilized himself.
Right.
So you guys venture on, carry on.
My wayward son.
Sorry, I'm just full of like.
Carry on, carry on.
Doesn't really matter.
Okay. Anyone have like a survival notice?
Survival.
I have survival.
Our lizard person in residence has
survival. I'm gonna roll it right now.
I think you're supposed to have tracking, but I'm just gonna use survival instead.
I rolled a 5 and 2, so that's a 7.
Alright, it's not the greatest of successes, but you notice that through the forest floor there are footprints that aren't native to this area. Well, native to Venus at least.
Tracks. Tracks. Found them.
Surprisingly, there's more than one set.
They said Martians.
Perhaps they are more than just our terrorist friend Foot.
Looks like. Well, let's follow them. Let's get these bastards.
Perhaps we should hang back and observe. We don't know if these Martians are aware they are harboring such a fugitive.
Well, so we'll just be careful. Follow the tracks. Slowly. And stealthily.
Trust in the Lord's guidance. Hallelujah.
All right, so you're going to follow the tracks?
Yeah, we're going to follow the tracks. We're going to stealth.
Track them. Those tracks.
Damn right. I'm stealthy McStealth face.
No, I did not stealth.
Oh, I didn't stealth that time either. 3.
So I also got a 3.
You see, if we're on Earth, I'd be stealthing like a UFO.
I got 11.
It's Venus.
All right,
stealth.
So you guys are all wandering through the cracking twigs, stepping on leaves. The lizard man is just kind of weaving through the forest like it's nothing. Like it's like this is a cakewalk for him. You guys are struggling a little bit, getting caught up in thorn bushes, murmuring like stupid thorn bush, whatever you.
I look back. I look back at what's our character's name? Roy.
Roy. Yeah.
Look back at Roy and just go. So how would that? Why'd you be quieter?
Oh yeah. If we were on Earth, I'd be the most quiet you've ever heard.
Sure.
Yeah. This is Venus. I'm not used to it.
I'm heavier here.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's the opposite.
But it's the pressure is higher there. My apologies. I confused pressure and gravity again.
And it's Venus's environment is like hell. It is just the worst thing you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, this is fake Venus. This is not real Venus.
I think the ether did some things, and you know they did science.
Yeah,
and that happened.
It was ether. The ether did it.
The ether.
Yeah.
It snows some kind of ridiculous metal on. I think it snows lead on Venus.
Cool.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
And you happen to be on Venus on a day where it's not storming like crazy. It just happens to be a clear area. Normally, you're used to it being constant storms. The Earth compasses wouldn't work here. No normal compass would work here. Because the magnetic waves are just intense and...
I remember reading a short story when I was in school, like when I was in elementary school, about like Venus-like living.
Venusia.
I don't remember the name of the story was, but it was very cool. And it was like they were always inside, but like one day a year they can go out for like an hour,
all right,
for like 5 minutes. And they see the sun, and that's it.
And then they go back inside.
And then they have to go back inside.
Yeah, back inside.
Because it's terrible. Because it starts raining again. Like, it's like 80 degrees and terrible. Mm-hmm. But like, it's that one day where like they go outside for like 5 minutes.
It's our 5 minutes for the year.
Sounds like an uplifting little story for a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the point of it. I just remember that we read
it. You
like,
just see the sun for 5 minutes, no matter how bad and terrible it is outside. Mm-hmm. There's always that 5 minutes of goodness in your life.
People do like identify the differences between Earth and Earth. And like,
the lesson, children, is you're allowed to be happy 5 minutes a year.
No more.
Don't use it up too fast.
Any more is an indulgence that you should assume.
Kids are like holding stopwatches to make sure their smiles aren't too long.
I can only smile for 5 minutes today.
Well, can you split up that 5 minutes over the course of a year, or does it have to be just a block of 5 minutes?
According to Will's story, it's got to be a block of five minutes.
No, I was looking at it the other way. It's like, yeah, 5 minutes to spend throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
I'm being happy.
Alrighty then.
So yeah, we're tracking. And Blumpfart and I are
Blumpfart.
They call you Blumpfart. Although you didn't introduce yourself to my character by your last name, so he can't call you Blumpfart.
My master plan has been revealed.
Not fair.
You look like a Blumfart to me.
I'm a Blumfart.
Well, I'm going to call you Blumfart anyway.
Fantastic.
I'm going to smother you in your sleep with a pillow. never mind. Go back to reading your Bible.
You're traveling with feels like a little bit. Obviously... The lizard person is just going through like it. This like seriously.
Taste the air, like just.
William, roll your notice.
Notice.
Bok
Choy.
Can I get a +2 because of my extra senses?
Yeah, fine.
This Venusian wilderness is intolerable.
Ooh.
Definitely like Earth better.
13.
Alright, there is something up ahead that is not right. It is not... It doesn't belong here. This tastes wrong.
I stop them.
I put my hand up, like, right up, like, just stop.
What do you see?
Something's not right. But what do I see?
You don't see anything, but you definitely taste it. It's
just a taste.
So something doesn't taste right.
Like, it is like, it's leaving a bad, like, you're not sticking your tongue out anymore. It's leaving a bad flavor in your mouth.
Bad, bad flavor. I can't identify it. Can I identify it?
No, the rest of you two guys can roll your notice.
Can you smell it? Or
once you catch it, like, you guys catch up to him and then get into that.
3. I'm rolling stellar right now.
No, you're covered in pine and I guess Venus equivalent of Venus pine.
Vine.
Space lumber.
Yeah, you're covered in forest debris and stuff. And
Eric's, I got a 5.
Eric's favorite debris.
You look awful.
I could go into a...
Yeah, like cuts and scrapes everywhere.
You definitely smell something in the air. Something that you haven't smelled since you got here. Something that smells more industrial. Like a little bit more out of Lizard People League type of industrial.
Like, the primitive savages of this planet could never develop advanced enough technology to produce that smell, that odor.
Do you really do that to my character in character?
No.
Okay.
I was giving him a little thumbs up and a big smile.
That's an insult in
Lizard. Yeah.
Good.
Screw you and your mammalian thumbs.
Bite a finger.
I need that. Give it back.
I'm jealous of your opposable thumbs. So you guys want to venture a little bit more towards it?
Yep, definitely. And still stealthily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
so you guys can re-roll yourself now.
Perhaps we should exercise caution.
8.
That's 3. And that's a 4. I got a 7.
10.
All right, yeah, you guys definitely stealthily. I'm only rolling one die for this. Now you go. Yeah, you get to the edge of the forest. As you guys approach it, the edge more, you start hearing it. Sounds of like digging and hammering. The smell is starting to get a little bit more metallic-y tasting.
The lizard's no longer opening his mouth.
Yeah, you're just like you guys. The rest of you starting to smell like a burning something. That's weird that that kicked on. It's not native to this planet. Whatever you're smelling, even like you notice all any wildlife that was here is not in this area. And you get to the clearing.
Anything shiny looking around?
Forest. And some shiny rocks, but they might not be valuable on Earth. Or they might be, because they're from Venus and they're shiny.
Well, it's a pocket
one. I mean,
one.
If depending on how good your persuasion is or how good your personality is, you might be able to swing it for something, because, you know, it is alien rock and it is shiny.
Well, I'd like to pocket one anyway.
Okay.
No matter what. I got a shiny Venus rock.
It tastes so bad, I clear all my mouth.
And, you know, the women love shiny stones.
Damn right. Especially from Venus.
Lizard has Bach has his hands over his mouth.
Women are from Venus, from a book I've read. And men are from Mars, apparently.
I have heard though that men go to Jupiter to get more stupider, and women go to college to get more knowledge.
That's a big jump. Like women go to college, and men are like, oh, look at them. I'm gonna go travel through space. That's pretty smart, actually.
Well, Alex and Meyer figured it out, because the boys go to Jupiter because the girls built the rockets and fired them off into space so they wouldn't have to deal with them anymore.
So, like, we get to check out Jupiter. That's pretty
cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but...
Oh, what are you going to do in college? Oh, there's some cool flowers here. And I guess geometry. But... Jupiter
has some cool stuff. And aerospace engineering.
Welcome to Bunker Hill.
What do we see?
You stumble upon what looks like a giant plant, like a plantation plant, like a big industrial building that's not fitting to the scenery at all. It looks like they're harvesting stuff from the surrounding areas, bringing it inside. It's a whole bunch of high Martians.
So, Teeth, I'm guessing this is not something that you're used to on this planet.
No, this is like it's a little bit of blasphemous, so actually, because nature's
good.
Nature's beautiful.
This is a
transgression, I guess, against our species. Is that the right word?
Yeah. You could call it that.
Transgression against our species. Call us war.
I can't tell what you're saying because
I can't talk right because I taste so bad.
I believe what my friend is trying to say here is that he cannot open his mouth because the odor is affecting his sense of taste.
Oh, well, not a lizard.
No, we'll roll guts.
Guts.
Oh,
do you have it? Guts.
No. So
Willow's taking home a piece of that radical rock.
All right, you suck it up and actually start talking normally. You're doing your best to fight your instinct to stick your tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
It's common for lizards to randomly just stick their tongue.
Yes, it is. It's very common.
Space.
If the people of my planet knew about this, this would be war.
Space going to space. Can't wait. Space.
Well, I'm guessing that means we're supposed to do something about this, right?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps that is what Captain meant when he said that we were in pursuit of a terrorist. Perhaps this high Martian is plundering the environment.
All the workers don't look like high Martians. Some of them look a little... Once I find the appropriate page, because I'm smart and wrote it down and don't know where I put it.
It's alright, it's better than when I put everything on my laptop and then put on notepad, then press save, and then the computer decided I'm going to restart now because it's going to update.
Yay, technology.
Yep. And then I lost all my stuff and had to do everything from memory, which did not work too well.
By the way, this is kind of high Martians and lizard people.
So who's that?
I'm looking for that. They're kind of like...
Are they Mercurians?
They're canal Martians.
Canal Martians?
Or step Martians. There's two different
tribes. I like
how
the Martians look kind of like Spock. Well, like John Jones.
Yeah, they actually look like canal Martians. They're lower class worker types.
Okay.
You see some of them wearing masks. Like whatever they're doing is kind of toxic to them as well.
Is this toxic to me?
Can I roll my engineering to sort of appraise what they're doing? Like, what are they... Are they harvesting something? Are they building something? Are they...
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't know that.
Oh, so that's a 10. And 6. I got an 8.
Yeah, that's, this is definitely a plant that they are. They're harvesting the resources, and they're actually... It's definitely a chemical plant. They're creating something here from the...
Is that for Ed?
Yes.
Okay.
They're definitely using the resources in this area to create some sort of chemical.
Okay.
My friend, this is a chemical plant.
I believe we have stumbled upon some sort of a chemical facility.
Silex. It's gotta be destroyed.
You know, I didn't think of that, but you have, like, the perfect person for that.
Oh, do you say destroyed?
The religious man with dynamite?
I agree, my friend. We,
Dynamite!
Who has engineering skills who could also figure out, oh, yeah, this would be the best place to put it, because it causes it to collapse in on itself.
Dirty Martians.
So are we finding out about this, or are we just taking the place down?
Well, while I am always in favor of punishing capitalists for their crimes against the Lord, we don't yet know that this factory is indeed our target.
It's mine,
as it were.
It's my target now.
You hear like a loud whistle go off. All of them stop and look at you. What you think is a whistle? I mean, it's maybe an alarm bell, something. It's just going off. It's really loud. It's like pitchy. And you see them all stop what they're doing, look up, and they all start to go inside.
Okay.
Like they all drop what they're doing and they just.
Are there guards?
Hmm?
Are there guards around?
No. So. Place looks pretty. I think they think they're in far enough where no one's gonna bother them.
Do we want to go in there?
But that's definitely where those tracks lead to that you were following before.
I'm trying to sneak. I'm be stealthy about sneaking my way into the building while the doors are open.
Dirty Martians. Gotta stop.
Doors are left wide open. I mean, all they care, like, what do they care? They're just smoking out some lizard people.
I don't know, it's sneaky anyway.
Yeah, we're stopping in.
Three.
God damn it.
I'm throwing like three for everything. It's like two and one. Is there
five.
Okay. Do you want to use your last Benny, or are you?
Yes.
I got an 11.
I'm going to give you guys a plus 2 because...
Oh, that's very different. I rolled an 8 and a 4, so 12. I get to reroll both of these. 17.
Oh, that's exceptional.
So I got a 13 with the plus 2.
That's also exceptional.
I did not get an exception.
What'd you get?
I got a 5.
Oh, I didn't know you did. You did. I did marginally well.
I was pretty good all the way up to this point.
Well, now it's more like it's open area, so that's we're kind of there better at it, and you're just like, oh, I'm better in cover of nature.
I camouflage in nature. Mm-hmm. They don't.
Not nice to say. Maybe I live around a lot of stuff that I look like.
Well, sure you do. I live on Earth.
And all non-lizard people look like dead fish to you anyway. So.
What?
And all non-lizard people look like dead fish to you anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so
especially,
you guys...
Mars is like really bad dead fish. Like going bad.
Cuttlefish.
Oh, you want that cuttlefish?
I believe in you.
All right, so you guys sneak in up to the building.
Sorry, just remember that episode of South Park. Did I have the vanilla paste or the cuttlefish?
You can download apps and it shits in Kyle's mouth.
Anyway, sorry.
This is my fault. I'm getting distracted too. Yeah, so you sneak up to the building. Looks like the first set of doors are, like, left open. It looks like they were left open a crack. You hear stuff inside. Sounds like somebody's, like, rallying. Like, you hear people cheer. Some words are said, then a cheer.
Are they words in a language we don't understand?
It's a bit of column A, a bit of column B. It's like a little bit of both. Like, you get parts of English, but you're not close enough to actually hear what's being said, but you just hear, like, mumbling of words, and then everyone cheer. So you're at the doorway. You can choose to go in if you'd like. You've got exceptional successes except for the lizard person.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I figure that's something Roy would do. Be all sneaky inside. Well, let's consult my die. Walk. Yeah.
So you just kind of press on the door. It opens up. It doesn't even creak. Like, it doesn't go like most doors do. It just kind of opens up smoothly. You're pretty sure if you tried to open it, it would have creaked. But the way he just touched the door and it
just... He's got that magic touch. That's nice. Right.
I got the touch.
He's got the power.
Go.
Yeah.
That tastes so bad.
You have a hallway that goes straight on down in front of you.
How long is it?
Pretty long.
How wide?
You just made Ryan's night.
Tell me about the hallway. Tell me more about the hallway.
You fit at least 3 wheels wide down there.
Oh my god, wow, that's a wide hallway.
Yeah, it's a big hallway. Yeah, it's got double doors.
I'm a little intimidated by the width of that hallway.
It's about 10 feet up.
I'm pretty sure we're never going to let you. Never going to stop making that hallway joke.
Fucking. Okay.
There's a lot of jokes that you guys still say about me from when in high school, so.
And so you got the huge hallway in front of you that leads to a pair of double doors down at the end. And you have, on to your left and right, you have a door that looks like it goes. It's got one small little window, and it looks like it goes into like a back room, which has a door at the end of it, and the right side has stairs.
Alright. With my knowledge of engineering,
crown molding.
What should describe the filigree on the walls? It better fucking be filigree. Where would be a good place to store their operational materials? Like, where are they actually making the chemicals? Because I want to figure out what they're making.
You figure out that you would think by the design of the building that down the hallway would be where they're doing all the production. And that one room is probably a storage room that leads to the meeting hall where they're all at. And upstairs is where the offices would be, where they keep all, like, I guess, paperwork or where they sit and talk about things while the workers work.
All right, boys, be on your guard. I believe that we'll find out what exactly our Martian friends are producing here if we go to the room at the end of the hall.
Oh. Let's go, then.
It kind of sounds like where the cheering's coming from.
Okay. So...
I don't have any better ideas.
So basically, we could go to the meeting. We could go to the area where they're actually doing the chemical work, but that might also be in a similar direction of the meeting. So we could run into that. There's offices and stuff. I mean, we could just as easily learn what they're making here if anybody reads Martian. Tell me, do either of you read Martian?
No.
I don't know why my character wants
to know how to say that.
I think one of you might.
Can find
then maybe.
Paperwork or something.
I might. We'll find out.
One of us might be a Martian, not me.
Is that in character?
Sure. Boy, that tastes bad.
Oh, that echoed down the hall. It echoed pretty loudly. It sounded like it gained momentum as it went down the hallway.
Ooh, it's an echoey hallway, Ryan.
There's like a picture frame rattling against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
There's just a random glass of water in the chair.
Excuse me.
Local trade languages.
Oh, my dear God, I breathed it in.
Lord, you're supposed to protect me from evil.
Why are you forsaking me?
All right, so local languages, local trade language. Yeah, you guys would know.
All I've ever done.
Sure.
All I've ever done is show good works, Lord, and you've got me breathing in lizard burps.
I recently learned that I do read Martian.
Well, you know local trade, and you trade with Martians. Well, people do. So, I mean, if you want to have... And you said your family come from prosperity, so they probably were tradesmen at one point, huh?
Sure.
All right.
I know perhaps, a bit of Martian.
So perhaps we should try to find the central offices of this facility and try to see what it is they're producing here. Right. We'll have records of what they're collecting and what they're making out of it.
I hope the door is locked.
Local lizard men... Lizard men know local lizard language and may learn earth tongues. Although how you speak earth tongue with...
A lizard tongue.
A lizard tongue.
Can we learn lizard tongue? Because like you just like fork our tongues.
Yeah, there's a lot of forking tongues and growling and hissing.
I haven't made any lizard puns.
Alright, so which way are you going?
I think we're going upstairs unless you guys want to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Upstairs sounds as good an idea as any.
Yeah, I'll let you hold on to your sneak skills unless you guys feel like we roll.
No, I liked it.
That's fine.
It's fine.
All right, so you get to the top of the stairs.
Which slither up?
Is the door locked? We scale the stairs.
There is a door. Yes, it is locked.
Leave this to me, hopefully. I don't have any bennies to back me up. Guess what number it is?
3.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not a critical failure, but you're struggling. These two are sitting there waiting patiently, and you're like, no, I got this.
Venusian locks are different than Earth locks.
Of course they are, my friend.
Can I try again?
Yeah.
It's not a Venetian lock. It's a Martian 7. Lock.
Oh, now you got it. It took you a really long time to get it.
I gotta learn, you know? I don't deal with Martian locks too much.
Oh, Martian tumblers go to the right, not the left.
Yeah.
Their tumblers go down.
So the first failure just helped.
I had bad taste when I was before.
Knock me down a peg before I got it.
You're sitting there, you're trying to push them up, and you're like, what is going up? And then you get it stuck, and you're like, oh god. Alright, so the door clicks and opens.
Alright.
Inside, you see a big window that looks over the production facility, and you see lots of paperwork lying around, and cabinets, and maps, and diagrams. All of them looking like Mars and Earth. One looks like ship designs.
And it looks valuable money.
Oh, yeah. Really, a lot of this looks valuable.
Oh, well then.
Scrounging time.
Hit a trove.
It's scrounging time.
And, Ryan, if you want to roll engineering to see what this might, these plans might be.
Sure.
All right. I guess I'll just try to pocket something valuable looking.
7 on my scrounge.
16.
Okay, that is 4.
Because I rolled a 10.
That is a x3 freaking Annie up. Yeah, you not only understand all this, this would be valuable to any country that got a hold of any of this. You like read it as if it was written like in like kindergarten or English, you know, just you understand it. Maybe first grade or English would go with that. Kindergarten English is kind of hard to read. This is like second nature to you to understand all this.
It's like reading children's books. Just say that.
That'd have been so much better to say. Sorry, I was just impressed by a x3.
It's kindergarten English.
Yeah, it was kindergarten.
Kindergarten English. It was just...
Shut up. Leave me alone. I'm tired. I work all day today. Yeah. What did you do today, Will?
I went to the fabric mill.
Yeah, this...
And got new upholstery for my living room cap.
These are designs for a distributing system that creates clouds. But... It could make clouds out of almost anything.
Even pants?
Anything chemical.
No. If you had a pallet of pants, perhaps they could disassemble it and reconstitute it into some kind of a denim clad.
Wow.
Just see a denim plaid cloud. Yeah.
Look at the corduroy cloud.
It just passes other clouds. You just see the...
Explains the spaceball joke. They've gone the plaid.
Like, this is like a, like... planet-wide distribution system. Tom failed me. I should just start speaking lizard from here on out.
My friends, it looks like they are manufacturing clouds. They have clearly overstepped their bounds. They are playing God, and they need to be shown a lesson.
Well?
Out the window, you see there's one guy standing on a balcony, you know, giving a speech to all the workers wearing masks down below, and he's like very adamant. Very, you can't really hear him through the window. You can just kind of see him.
Do we know anything about this terrorist? Like what he looks like, or
Just that he's a high Martian? They didn't really give you too much else to go on.
So is he a high Martian? So yeah, is this guy?
It's a high Martian.
Okay.
I mean, the rest are canal Martians. They're all worker class. So
is there any more high Martians?
No. He does have two armed guards around him.
Well, are they just canal marshals as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I believe we've found our target. Thank the Lord.
I smell that dynamite you got. You might want to start planting it.
Oh, certainly.
Did I find anything shiny and valuable that I could pocket?
You also found the building plan, so you know exactly where you can place those sticks of dynamite, yeah, where they will do the most damage.
All right, so I'm gonna hand the schematics to whatever operation the operation to build clouds that they're running here, to manufacture clouds. If you want to steal something, my friend, and
you know I do,
and I know for a fact. You're going to want to steal this.
I'll take a look at it. This does look,
What'd you roll for you?
You didn't tell me you're rolling. I can say no one told me about any rolling. I don't have a skill of scrounging.
I do.
No, yeah.
And I used it. You didn't tell me anything.
Sorry, I was too focused on Brian's roll. So, what'd you roll?
Seven.
Seven? I mean, you come across a lot of papers. I mean, you don't really know, understand them, but...
Okay, I want them.
Now I have something, because my friend Jedediah gave me
schematics.
This is pretty interesting, my friend. I could probably do something with this. It's a pretty penny.
I guess you could roll your notice, see if you can find something nice.
Yeah.
Other than the schematics...
Seven.
All right. Yeah, you find some documentation. It seems like downstairs in that other room is where they put the most valuable stuff. And it looks like there's a cache in there of what looks like possibly weapons.
Oh.
No, it's got a military seal on it.
I'd like to show this to the others.
Hmm.
It's interesting news.
That should definitely be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We have time to get to there and take some.
Dirty, 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 dirty Martians.
Perhaps we should steal the weapons and distribute them to the populace of Venus.
You had me at steal.
I don't know how metal is going to help us here.
There.
Eh.
Oh. Ha.
Oh, and you also find a key.
Ooh,
we found the key.
I have key. I have key.
Key. Da, 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 da.
Dad, I'm sitting here. Right, I'm like tracing over the word key, and I'm like, oh,
oh yeah.
You're telling me he has that instead of constantly tracing over it and doodling around it.
Spin it around my finger. I like finding keys. That usually means I'm going to find other things.
That means you're
going
to find a lock.
Yep.
That's right.
You need the blue key.
If video,
damn it!
Video games that don't exist have taught me anything.
Oh, God. We're playing Doom.
keep running against the wall and just keep hitting buttons until a secret door opens.
Question, is there a chest in here with a compass in it?
No.
Or a map?
No.
No.
I mean, there are maps and grids on the clipboard and stuff that they and the, on right. the board. It looks one of them definitely looks like Earth.
I have four sticks of dynamite, which probably isn't going to do all that much damage. But
well, if we put them in the right spots, they'll do a lot of damage.
Nah.
Like you put them.
You need structures. You need a bigger boom than what. Yeah, I mean, he could definitely, like, if he puts them in the facility where they're producing stuff, that'll cause some mayhem. It won't actually, it's not enough to bring the building down, but he has enough to definitely set them back a lot.
All right.
So this Martian terror, the high Martian terrorist guy, we're supposed to kill him or kidnap him? What do we have to do?
He said take care of him, which... Okay. I guess it would be at your leisure. You can bring him to wherever you're going to go, or you can kill him. It's up to you. He didn't give you any. He just said take care of him. He didn't give you any specifics.
We got to kill him. He's a scumbag. We got to kill him.
All right. But it's your call. However you feel taken care of.
Well, yeah, there's a team.
Means.
I mean,
my friend, the Savior Jesus Christ teaches us mercy and forgiveness. I would advise you to practice a little more of both.
And my God practices that if you disturb our land, you destroy those whom do it.
Well, that's a God that talks to me.
Well, that's just silly.
We just.
Snakes. It's the wrath of nature.
Snakes.
Well, my friends, I do believe that if I could get into the chemical plant area proper, I could create quite a hullabaloo.
Right.
Well, let's head down in that direction then.
And we'll kill the high Martian.
Perhaps we could time it so that it. Dynamite goes off as a distraction, and then while all the canal Martians are scrambling to save their equipment and their factory, we could take the high Martian.
I mean, you did notice that there was a box of weapons in that storage room that was on the opposite side of the staircase.
Oh, yes, and we could also take some weapons for ourselves.
Sure.
Why not? Kind of weapons?
You don't know. There's the box of the military seal.
Alright, so we're going down there. Stop it on the way.
Invaluable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Shiny's in there.
Shiny.
Okay. What's in the military box?
You gotta go downstairs first.
So we went downstairs.
Okay. If you want, you can roll your sneak.
Yeah.
We can.
Yep.
Sneaking.
I mean, it looked like he was still speeching away in there. You caught me monologuing.
8.
That was a 3.
That 2 threes.
It's 6.
That's six.
All right. Well, you kind of. They start sneaking down, and you kind of slam the door behind you as you leave. But that's they're all in the. Such meeting, but if now these two need to be a little bit more on their toes because you did make a noise. You never know.
You never Velociraptors!
And you'll let Velociraptors in!
See what you did.
That's how you get Velociraptors.
Do you want Jurassic Park? If that's
you,
how you get
you wanted Velociraptors, now you got Velociraptors.
All right, so you guys are making your way downstairs. You hear the door slam upstairs. As far as you
Step
know...
Step one, don't slam doors.
As far as you know, everyone's in the meeting room, so you guys to make your way down, make your way to the door.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we kick open the door?
Is it locked?
Yeah, it's locked.
Does this key work on it?
No, it doesn't fit. Not the same shape.
Does my lock
like you take out the key and you're like, this isn't gonna fit.
That's all right. This is more fun this way.
Lock picking.
Yeah, huh?
You pick.
Guess what I rolled?
A three.
Three.
Yep.
You're really good at that. You might want to switch up your dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. All
right.
Don't worry, I got this.
Crack.
God, that really big die.
So, you're sitting there fumbling with the lock, and then a hand gets placed on McCreely.
What? Oh, we didn't roll notice. We should have rolled notice.
Probably. Oh, McTeague's shoulder.
I slowly turn around.
This guy looks like an officer or a guard. He staring at you. May I ask what you gentlemen are doing here?
You may.
What are you gentlemen doing here?
It seems like your door here needs a little bit more security work. If I were a more unscrupulous fellow, I probably could have broken right in here.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, this is a Martian factory. Humans and lizard men
doesn't matter.
Aren't allowed. So I'm going to have to ask you to come with me as he's pointing a gun at, obviously, the good father right now. And he uses the gun to motion to go that way, like towards the big double doors down at the end of the hall.
Let's see.
Zero. Just three of us and one of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for the right moment to strike, and then
I'm gonna like try to divert his attention so that one of them can make a move. Reverend
taunt or
well, the Reverend like throws up his hands and he says, "My good man, I'm terribly sorry that you seem to have caught us in the midst of an improper act." We do not mean any harm by it. We are merely concerned citizens of this world. We've learned that some of the Venusians think less than kindly of your High Martian leader, and we came to see if there was anything we could do to warn you of what might be an impending attack. Mm-hmm. It's basically bullshitting him so that one of them can make a move.
Persuasion.
Okay.
You have it, right?
Yes, I do. And I rolled a three. I'm going to Benny to re-roll that because I haven't been Bennying.
Thank you. I'll keep it.
No, give it to me. Okay. Seven that time.
Yeah, okay. Let's see how much he is swayed by your words. Beat him by one.
Yeah.
Slightly swayed.
So he's focused on you. He's sitting there
sneak
listening.
Attack. Yeah, I'm just trying to buy them the opening.
Is there?
He's listening to you with a big shit-eating grin on his face because he's got you. He caught you. You're screwed. You know, in his mind, you know, like you're just humans and a lizard.
Does the spear just go right through his neck?
All right, so you're attacking with your spear?
I'm going to stab him right through the neck.
Alright, so you're doing a cold shot.
I'm gonna pickpocket him.
Alright.
I'll do a cold shot.
I'm getting silly. In my mind, I saw like you take his gun and replace it with like a cardboard cutout that says gun.
Like in Fallout, I think 3, you can actually steal people's clothes that they are wearing if your skill is high enough. So like you can even take their gun while they're like, you know, sitting there shooting at people. If you sneak up behind them and take their gun, they're not shooting anyone. Then they just run up and try and punch people. So It's like they're like having a conversation with you and you're just taking off their clothes and it's like, all right, yeah, that's great.
What do I roll for pickpocketing? Streetwise?
Yeah, we'll go with streetwise. And agility? And roll your fighting. And you're doing a cold shot, so it's minus two.
Minus two.
I got a 10 to pickpocket. I let him do the strong, the hurdy.
This is how I picture this going. You like stealing. Bend down to start rummaging through his pockets, and he's talking to him in the front. You're next to him doing this, and he's getting ready to rear his spear into his neck.
We all have our priorities.
I got it. I got a six.
Six?
Yeah, as you said, it's a 7 plus 1, so that's minus two.
Wait, why'd you have a minus two?
Because he did a cold shot for his neck. I closed the book to read my paper, and I stabbed
the Martian in the neck. Stabbed the Martian in the neck.
The wizard's going to enjoy this way too much. If he succeeds.
That's in the top 40 songs on Venus.
Yeah.
Not on Mars.
No, they don't like that.
The bottom 40.
Not
a popular radio station.
Do you know the Martian 40 suck?
Least
clap
popular
your hands.
Song.
Do you know the Martian suck? Clap your hands.
That should be a station on the radio, just like the bottom 40.
The worst songs.
I'd listen to it.
We should put the Will CD on there.
No.
And now we have a third play this hour of Funky Cold Medina.
It upsets me that John has that download on his iPod.
What? The Will CD?
Yeah.
He can't possibly have that download on his iPod.
I think he does.
I didn't give it to anybody. The only person who has a copy is me. It may be Meyer. But I'm pretty sure Meyer lost his copy.
I'm sure Meyer's going to find it when he moves.
That would be great, because then... I forgot about in this day and age how we can put things on the internet for free.
if you want to feature any of the Will CD songs on Ragnarok, I'm sure we can work them in somehow.
You probably get them when the cold opens.
Yeah. I mean, they are originals by me and Meyer.
Baby!
They are originals. I did write the music, and Meyer did sing. Meyer made the lyrics. I did the instruments.
This time, the only we all called up is now time for the Will CD. Every week, we're going to play one track from the Will from the Will CD.
Correct. I think they're only a few seconds long, anyway.
Yeah.
I think the longest one's like a minute and a half long.
You probably can't do the Will's house.
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of copywritten.
He paused. The
No.
Stared into his eyes.
Yeah, that's it. That one I think is the longest one we have.
They fucked. Will and Mark fucked.
That was a good one. I actually had a lot of fun doing the music.
That's my brother.
See, the listeners didn't have to know that. They could have just known
they
you.
They probably would have figured it out.
What? A person named Mark. Must be Will's brother.
Does Mark even listen to us? I'm pretty sure
no,
he gets
he
tired
not.
Of listening to us in person.
Mark doesn't want to listen to our podcast, James. Mm-hmm. I listened to an episode I couldn't take it anymore. He was like, David is such an asshole.
In all fairness, he is. And he'll even be the. There it is. I'm smart. I went to the front.
Because he couldn't take how back. Often David changes topics.
Good cure.
And you rolled a six.
I'll be back.
Will rolled a six.
He did not hit.
I rolled a 10 to pickpocket.
Oh, man.
You did hit.
Can I reroll?
Yay.
You're going to spend a penny to reroll?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a one shot. I'm not going to save it for anything.
Maybe it'll be more than one shot.
Woo! You have to roll both.
Hooray! Critical fail.
Six
8. That's 4. That's 12. 12 plus 6. That's 18.
Okay, that's a hit. Double what he has for... Okay.
For a call shot.
Minus
so 10. It's minus, so 16.
All right, so it gets plus 2, then doubles. Yeah, you stab him right through the neck. He's trying to scream, but can't because there's a spear with a tip that is a rock tip.
He's also pretty sad that something was taken from his pocket.
Yeah, that's his final thoughts, is that he says he's going down, his eyes catch you. Holding a trinket that was in his pocket, and he's
trinket.
That's right. His final thought is that that's mine, and now he has it, and then he dies.
Look what I got! Good job, by the way.
Take that, you dirty beast!
It looks like a golden emblem, like a family heirloom type thing.
Oh. Oh, but that's... All right.
I mean, it might not be a paleo, but it just looks like an intricate golden design. But if he was...
What color blood do they have?
Rainbow.
Yes, rainbow. I'm going to go with rainbow because I didn't read that far into it. I only read enough to actually play the game.
Like Ryan's shirt?
Yes, like Ryan's shirt.
The Polaroid logo.
So the good father has given you enough distraction to...
To do it.
And so he's dead on the floor. I don't know what you want to do about that, or if you want to try and continue going into the room, or...
Do you want to go back into the place to try and get the guns?
Or you try and search his body? I don't know what you want to do.
Well, we can see what else he has on. See.
And now he's kind of dead, so I mean...
It's easier to search him.
You can roll your notice, I guess.
I don't have to worry about him noticing me doing it.
Yeah, roll your notice, guys. You can roll your notice.
Rolling my notice. Should I roll your...
Roll them.
Should I roll Ryan's notice, too?
4. It's not a 3. Sounds like
it is a success.
Bad marketing 6. Slogan. Number 4. At least it's not a 3.
Ding! All right, well, you kind of dig through, and it's just like, nothing I haven't seen before. And you find a key ring.
I think I already got the coolest thing.
Look.
Oh.
Look, I got a key ring.
Oh, yeah, well, I got a cool
thing. It has 2 keys on it.
It's fine. It's very nice for you.
It looks like one that might fit in the locker.
Okay, we'll check that out. Look at my cool little emblem I found.
Oh, we can kill the...
Thumbs up. Well, super crit succeeded.
Nice. Yes. Well, I re-rolled it. It wasn't very good, so I re-rolled it. And it was super crit.
I'm just picturing I get, like, spattered with blood as I'm, like, talking to this thing.
And... Yeah, you're covered in rainbow blood, so it looks just like your shirt.
Well, I suppose the Lord guided your hand.
You also got this cool little emblem into my hands.
Did you try your keys on the door?
Golden emblem.
Yes, I'm going to try my keys on the locker.
It's a door. It's a locked door.
Oh, I'll try it on a locked door.
If you try it in a locker, there's no locker there, so I don't know what you're trying.
The door.
Okay. All right, door opens. Congratulations.
Maybe. Thank you.
Sound plays. Game's over. You win. You open the door.
We found the win room.
Yeah. It's a room that the programmers put in that you weren't supposed to get into. But, yeah, there's a glitch in the system that you can exploit, and you got in.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Like it's like in Super Mario when they have that glitch where you set up items, and then it gets you right to the Finding Princess Peach.
Yeah. So McTeague no clips through the wall, and...
Well, you had to do a specific certain event. Like, you had to actually slam that door shut, get touched, and then stabbed in the neck and have blood all over you, and find the keys on this guy that doesn't show up unless you slam that door and he touches you.
Leave a turtle shell on a specific pixel.
We're behind. We're not going to make the speed run time.
All right, so you open the door. Are you guys just going to run through, or are you going to sneak through? Are you going to leave the body there?
Get on the floor.
I think we'll drag the body behind something. What is the next room that we're going into?
It looks like a bunch of boxes are stacked, and then there's a door on the other end. It's like right now it looks like a storage. There's stuff on shelves. It's like mostly clothes and jackets. And
I will I will drag the dead Martian into the room and stash his body behind some boxes.
Good, good. It doesn't look like there's anything valuable in those boxes. They look like empty beakers and stuff.
All right. If we need to do any stealth while I'm in the bathroom, just roll for me or something. I don't know.
All right. Or something.
Or something.
Or something.
Or something. Okay, so let's go plant some dynamite.
It's going to be bad news, but this door is locked too, trying to get into that back room. Your lock picker kind of went to the bed. I mean, you could try those keys. There were two keys on there.
I'll try the keys.
Ta-da! It worked.
Yay! It worked! I didn't roll anything for it. Yay. I got in the door!
Yeah!
Eric said yeah.
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 I
nobody?
No.
No.
So, you open the door. All right, this looks like a warehouse. There's, like, shelves like that stacked to the ceiling that go like really high up. It looks like a warehouse, like a storage warehouse. Like there's just stuff everywhere.
Okay.
A lot of it marked in Martian. Looks like a famous company.
Okay.
But this obviously isn't that famous company. You can tell. Roll your notice.
Rolling that notice.
I got a 7.
4, 5, and 11.
Alright, you notice that the emblem doesn't actually look right. Like there's something wrong about it, but if you just glanced past it, you wouldn't have noticed, but you notice that there's definitely like one or two letters that don't belong there, like how people sell Gucci with only one C. You know,
I'm not very.
It's like this is really bad.
I'm not very familiar with Martian language, but that's wrong. That's very wrong.
What he points it out, and then you notice that the logo is right. The wording looks right, but if you look at it, it's.
What the
There's
hell
definitely
is,
something missing.
What the hell is Microsoft?
No idea.
There's like boxes and boxes of these, and it looks like there's a big crate at the end that doesn't fit in with the rest of them.
Is this what you earthlings call counterfeit?
My friend, I believe these people are charlatans. They are obviously masquerading as this legitimate company. To get on about their business here, but their plans are no doubt nefarious. We must take steps to eradicate them. And McTeague like waggles the dynamite.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you kind of get the impression, like from what you've read upstairs, that they're gonna ship this product to wherever they can,
okay.
So that like their brothers in arms can. Use it.
All right.
That's pretty much the whole false.
Okay. So where can I put this dynamite?
Basically in the middle four pillars that are there.
Okay.
But there is that military crate at the end that you did notice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mr. Thiefy McThief has the key for.
All right. Well. I'm Eric, I'm dumb, I'm gonna go open the crate.
Alright, you open the crate, you find.
Sorry, Eric, I did a Bill Mannix voice for you. I did a Ryan's dad voice.
That's right, Bill Mannix loves Eric.
It's true, he does. Fucking
you
love
find
him.
Blasting caps.
Oh.
It looks like they were doing some extensive digging.
That's exciting. That means more damage.
Yeah.
I remember we recorded that cold open when you went, oh, Eric! Meyer and I both went like this at the same exact time. We both put our hands over our mouths and we didn't laugh. We almost blew it. Both him and I.
Yeah,
I just all I remember about that Ed or Alex pressed the button to turn off the recorder and everybody just died laughing.
It was great. It was because the Eric really got us. It was like, I think it was even Chris almost broke.
It's ruining my parents' back. All right, so the blasting caps can increase the yield of my explosive. Or,
yeah.
Or, okay, so that's great. With that additional, you know, reach, do I think I can bring the whole building down? Or
yeah, if you get them in the one corner, one port and pillar here, and one in the other room, that okay. Where they like they have the fact where they
yeah.
Where they
yeah yeah.
You do the two pillars in here and two pillars in there. This whole place will come right in on itself.
All
right,
let's do it.
Also inside, you see a yeah. You better be sorry for coughing while I'm talking.
Sorry.
You see a hand bow.
So, cough it.
Sorry.
A sawed-off shotgun, a Winchester rifle, and a shield gun.
Oh, I'm taking the Winchester.
Ooh, I'll take the shield gun.
Okay, that is 2d6 plus 3 damage.
2d6.
Ryan. Okay.
That's for Ryan, not for you.
2d6.
So you got shield gun? Really? You get 7 shots with that.
Yeah.
And there's a box of ammo.
All right. What is rate? What ROF? I'm guessing is rate of fire.
Yeah, it's 1 to 2.
Okay.
So what's going on?
We found a box of ammo and explosive blasting caps.
Cool.
So
Ryan's character Kai's went. Oh yes.
The shield gun is.
Praise
what's geez. The range?
No, you don't need to worry about the range.
Damage?
It's we'll do
the Winchesters, those are lever action, right?
So yeah, those old yeah. Cowboy Wild yeah. West, yeah.
So my character like picks that up and looks at it and goes, praise Jesus.
Not quite getting 1 to 3d6. Okay, that's right. It's got a kick to it. It's 3d6, but...
That's the shield gun for Will?
Yeah.
So 3d6 damage?
Mm-hmm. You can only shoot once before you have to reload.
3d6.
And it adds 2 to your parry.
Rate of fire is 1 per round.
No, you have to. You shoot once, then you have to reload, and it takes 2 actions to reload. So it would take you 2 turns to reload that.
Damn. 1.
But it adds 2 to your parry.
That's 2 to parry.
And it does 3d6 damage, so I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Plus. Oh, Eric, there's also a sort of shotgun and a hand bow.
Hand bow seems more my style. Although the saw shotgun seems more my useful.
Sawed off doesn't have that much range. I mean, it does good damage, but you have to reload after 2 shots. On the hand bow, you would have to do the same thing.
But it has,
but, has better range, and actually, I think it does a little.
Well, that's cool because I prefer to be not in the front line, so maybe I'll grab the hand bow.
It's also quieter.
I'll grab the hand bow.
Are we going to be going much longer? Because I'm kind of exhausted.
Yeah, same.
No, this is the very end.
So. Okay.
What's the stats on this shit?
It's 2d6 damage.
That fantasy shit. Fucking. Tom is horrible at his job.
Sorry, my apologies. I kind of wrote a short thing and I didn't really. I figured there was a few of us, so I was like, oh, I'll keep it quick, so I just kind of extended it out a little bit. But my apologies for extending it out. I didn't want it to be short and boring.
It's all right.
No, that's fine. I'm just, I've been up since 4:30 this morning.
Yeah, me too.
Same I spent here. 10 hours at work today.
I didn't spend that many hours at work today, but I'm still tired.
I was close to that. But I had more of a everything was fighting me today type of
thing. I went to the fabric mill.
All right, so you guys got some fancy new toys.
Yeah.
I'll let you keep your engineering skill that you rolled before, because you've seen the schematics. You know which two pillars to put it in here.
All right, so I'll instruct... I'll just do it myself. I'll wrap the dynamite and, insert the blast caps. We're going to need some way to detonate this.
Let's just say there were timers in there.
Okay.
Plot device, blah, blah, blah.
Plot device.
Plot
device.
Let's just excuse us uncoiling this wire through the whole building.
Let's say that's there.
All right. So we have to. There are two more pillars.
Yeah, but they're in the whole factory area where they're all working right now.
Okay.
So you can go in there if you want and start causing mayhem, or
right.
I'm not a loud mayhem guy.
Maybe we should send our friend the thief in.
I prefer the term treasure hunter.
All right, maybe we can send our stealthy friend, the treasure hunter.
The treasure hunter?
Thief.
The double doors at the end that you guys saw from down the hall doesn't look like they lock or anything. It looks like they're just double doors that you can push in, like, you know, they are in school buildings. And
What do Martians look like again? Like, if he like, put on a hat or something, could he pass or no?
It would have to be real low. I mean, they're all wearing masks and stuff, too, so, I mean, it could hinder their vision.
Okay, or even like, if they're wearing, like, full masks, could we get one of those for him so that he...
Yeah, they could...
Right off the guy we killed.
In that room, they had stuff hanging up, like, all the safety stuff that they're all wearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just...
Don't you have, like, deceiving or something? Which
deception.
Deception. I mean, you can use that.
Yeah.
I mean,
do it.
I'm just a normal canal Martian here going to my job with this dynamite.
So I'll roll deception to... Do I have to roll it now, or do I roll it when I'm going in? Like,
You can roll it now, see how well you dress.
7.
You got it so that your humanoid characteristics are covered up. So, I mean, they're humanoid themselves, but, you know, obviously their skin tone is different and their ears are a little more pointier and their hair is nicer.
Well, the smell isn't quite right.
That's mean.
No, I mean, like, that. I mean, like, compared to your character, it's...
He could rub himself on the other mod.
So cover himself in Martian blood to smell like him. Yeah,
that's the way it works. Well,
yeah, I mean, they're not going to notice. They're all wearing face masks, so they're breathing.
So I'm sneaking in to plant some boomies.
Dynamite.
All right, so I guess I'd be
going
sneak. Would I get a little bonus from being disguised?
Yes.
All right.
I'll give you a bonus.
Really?
I'll give you a +3.
Ooh, that's even better than a +2.
Go.
9.
Groovy.
I can't taste anything.
So you just kind of slip in through the door.
I'm a Martian.
Because he's still up there. Monologuing, and you slip in and kind of sneak in.
Can I understand anything of what he's monologuing about?
Oh, yeah, he's talking about the death of humanity, how they're going to get them off Mars, and then after they get them off Mars, we're going to get them off of Venus, then we're going to get them off of Mercury, and then we're going to
build a wall around Mars.
Yes.
We're going to make
and the Venetians are going to pay for it.
And then how they're going to cure Earth of humanity and take over.
Yeah.
This plan's going to be huge.
With a fury of their storms.
All right.
Blah, or something along those really crappy lines. It's translating well.
Some sort of Dragon Force title.
Yeah.
Through the fire and the flames.
Fury of the storm is a Dragon Force.
And they're all... Like, yeah, cheering, happy, get rid of those red devils.
I'll throw in every once in a while,
turn the knob to 30, synchronize your watches, so how do you know what time to put it on it? And then they might not go off at the same time.
Plot device.
fact that there's timers is a plot device.
Yeah.
It's a matter of convenience. Just so that you guys can blow this shit up and so save the world.
I'll traipse my way on out.
Big damn heroes.
Yeah.
Vino Knights are going to be very happy.
He finishes up his speech and he tells them all to get back to work and he starts coming down the stairs and he's following kind of behind you as you're walking out the door.
Oh, well, we're not casual.
Mm-hmm. He's talking to his guards. Yes, he assumes you're going to the bathroom or something. So
yeah.
He told everyone to get back to work and you're leaving the work area. So you know,
that's right. It's a bathroom break. Sanctioned. This is a Mars Union.
What are you two doing while he's walking out with the...
Well, I think we should probably...
Get out.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we're getting the hell out.
Planning to blow up the building.
Alright, so you guys are running out the door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I get a good chance, I'd like to kind of try to lose him and then get free myself.
I mean, it's basically this one straight hallway. It's either go stairs or storage room where the dead body is, or right out. So, I mean, you're walking out. I mean, for all he knows, you could be one of those people that were outside gathering whatever they were gathering out there.
Okay, well, then I would casually head that way.
Okay. And he's just sitting there talking to his guards. He didn't notice you two run out.
I am from Mars.
Yeah.
I am from Mars.
He's singing a famous Martian drinking tune.
I am from Mars when we go to the bars.
We're sick of you.
Show me the way to go home.
Yeah, so you get to the front doors, you...
Tired and my planet is red.
That was glorious. You make your way out the doors, you kind of catch a glimpse of these two in the forest, just getting into there, and he's still behind you. He's still walking and talking to his guards.
Oh, he's still following me outside?
Yeah, he finished his speech. He's probably heading on to wherever he's going next.
All right. So we're going to stop him in the building.
What I was going to say was, from the cover of the woods, I chamber a round in my Winchester, and I draw a bead on him.
I get him on my shield gun.
How long do we have before the building goes boom?
No, I figured you guys gave yourself enough time to get out of there.
Yeah.
Nah. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, good game.
Yeah, well, you did it. I mean, you got the guy, you saved everybody, but you're not going to be able to get your antidote.
Right.
I mean, there is no antidote for death.
Yeah. We would get the antidote, but we're kind of over there, and, you know, some of us is over there, and...
I think two of you guys are squished together, at least parts of you over there.
Yeah, with some teeth. I'm gonna draw a bead on him and aim for his head. And if it looks like, are there like any vehicles around or?
No, it looks like he's just kind of walking. I mean, like he's coming in the same way he's leaving the same way he came in. We're probably gonna cut through that same village and go to that same little ocean.
And you said that he sees us, right? So I'm just gonna like, you know, motion to Roy to just get out of the way a little.
All right, I'd like to stroll and. Not in the path.
Just like it, is it? Okay, then it's gonna explode. Get a little quicker.
Alright, so you have, you're doing an aim, which we're taking the turn to aim, so that gives you a +2. We're doing a called shot, which is a -2, but you got the distance there, so that's -1. So.
Okay.
So you roll your shooting -1.
Okay.
I don't have shooting. I probably should have taken a gun.
Excuse me.
Well, it's more of a shield. I mean, you get one shot with it.
You only get one shot to not miss a chance to blow. Opportunity comes with it once at a time.
So I got an 11.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm not even going to let him get the chance to try to dodge that.
Can I time it so that I shoot him in the head just as the building explodes?
Yes.
Okay.
Had a little bit more drawn out of a battle for you guys, but headshot. With 11.
Exactly how Fallout...
Table 3.
Table 2 ended.
Headshot, boom, done.
Spoilers.
There you go. That game has been out for over 10 years. It is beyond spoiling.
That company even tanked.
They deserve the tank.
Damn, cold blooded,
man. I really
cold blooded, just like your character.
Thank you.
I love the first Fable and Lost Chapter.
I thought it was Lionhead.
Oh, Lionhead. Yeah. What did I say?
Lionsgate.
Yeah.
That's the movies.
That's movies. And I fucked that up.
Monster.
Delete that. Or else I will be embarrassed on the internet and everyone will make fun of me forever.
Everyone laugh at this gentleman.
He doesn't know Fable.
Yeah. What a Dumas.
What? I said it was my favorite.
No problem. Fable's not a thing anymore, so huh.
Anyway. Yeah, you, all of a sudden, he hears the thunder of the gun, and then the building blows up behind him, and for some reason, his guards look one way to see the thunder of the gun, look the other way to see the building starting to fall into itself, and then turn around and just see their boss fall to the ground.
Whoops.
They're holding their spears up, and one of them's holding, the other one's holding his spear, the other one's holding his gun, they're looking around, they don't know how to react, and they're panicking. The building's on fire. People are running out. Oh, Martians are trying to run out. Some ran out.
I'm still looking like a Martian. I'm going to pretend to be panicked and run in their direction.
Ooh, can I shoot the shield on the door so they can't get out?
You're already in the forest. I mean, you don't have shield. You could try. It doesn't really have that kind of range.
I was wondering.
James, like, you're already in the forest, and Will just doesn't stop and stare. Like,
so while you're running to the forest and the building blows up, all of a sudden you hear, "Ahoy, mateys! Look, we found me a flying vessel." He's flying above you guys. And,
drop the anchor.
Yeah, or a ladder, anything would be helpful, Peach.
Yeah, he drops down a rope.
I'm sure that's.
I'm good at climbing, sort of. Yeah, I am.
I think you all have climbing, which is I never thought I was going to use.
Six.
Let's see.
Shit, better climbing.
Yeah, I knew that climbing. Holy shit.
Woo.
11.
7.
13.
Oh, I rolled the worst.
I'm a lizard. I roll 13.
Yeah, you all climb up the rope, and Eric does okay.
Yeah, that's like my slogan. Eric, he does okay.
Yeah, these guys are climbing up, and you're just still like trying to get your way up.
Just, how you just like got like a you got a foot like hooked around and.
Once they get to the top, they just start pulling you
off. Just pull it up. It's easier that way.
The two guards
guys shine for a little bit.
Eric's changing his Facebook, his quote today. Eric,
I do okay.
Captain Peach is laughing and he's like, "Fire the cannon!" And he just points the cannon and like it's like you guys are looking to fire at what, and like there's still the two guards. They're just looking downright confused as to what's going on here. There's a pirate ship in the middle of the air, their building's on fire, and their leader is dead.
I hold up the Winchester and strike a pose, and I give them like the excellent.
Dirty Martians!
They point their guns up there, but then they're like they're shooting, but you don't
You've
even
been
hear the
had by the
past.
We don't have a group name. Shoot.
There's no group name. We have no group.
As you're sailing off into the sunset, you see a big ship come down, and you see a guy standing in the window, and he's waving, and it's that guy that gave you that nice speech and wake up call this morning.
Oh, here we go.
When you started your day, he calls you over. Captain Peach is just really excited. He's flying in. I'm gonna get me antidote, then raid a whole bunch of villages.
I got to fire me cannon.
So we took care of your Martian there.
Yeah.
So yeah, how's about that antidote, huh?
I saw, and you also, you know, took out a whole facility, destroyed a lot of evidence.
We're efficient.
Yes, I guess efficient is a word. Efficient at chaos, destruction, releasing who knows what kind of chemicals and toxins into the air. Hey, but no, you...
Your instructions were to take care of that Martian. And, if you wanted it without rampant bloodshed and destruction, we could have been informed.
And to be fair, sir, the atmosphere on Venus is mostly sulfuric acid.
Yes, it's true. I mean, obviously, we're able to make it so that it's habitable for humans as well as lizard men and Martians. Martians did help in that aspect, but I would think it might have been for their own gain to try and wipe out humanity. You guys did may have, at this point in time, may have saved the human race or, you know, bought us more time. I think it's going to be a question of between us and them at this point, but... yeah, so, good news is, you guys are hired. Better news hired? Is, there was no poison. So,
you...
I'm not sure if I'm happy or not about that.
I mean, that's basically why would we poison people that we're trying to have save the planet? You know, it seems silly, like... You guys actually really...
Buck. He's
Goose.
Talk to the Lord, Buck. Talk to the Lord.
You lied?
I didn't lie per se. I was just ensuring that you guys did the job, which you did, and...
Kidnap me?
I don't really work for the Queen. We're actually kind of more of a private organization.
So dirty lizards...
Hey, listen, we just helped save your home planet. They were doing bad things, were they not? Granted, we were a bit not honest with our entirely with the truth, but,
What would Lizard Jesus do?
The point is, you guys did great. You guys are efficient. I would have kept some of the stuff so we can study it, maybe brought the guy in alive.
I've got this gold emblem that I'm keeping, by the way.
Some high Martian on my planet, he dies.
That's understandable.
We got some. I don't know how much I should be telling him that of what we got, actually.
Big explosion, saw everything. I mean, we were here the whole time. We would have stepped in and helped if things looked like they're getting too dicey for you.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you would.
So, this was an audition of sorts.
Yes! You could say that. Me and my friends, backers, employers, I guess you would say. Not really employers. They just give us money and we do things. I'd like to invite you to us.
I'm picturing them as, like, the guys from Rat Race that are bidding on everything.
Here's $20 million. Go do some
How much
stuff.
Does it pay?
I like that
work.
Question.
And, anything you may find,
is ours.
Within your travels. Yeah,
oh, so I'm gonna keep the rifle then.
Keep the rifle if you want. Mm-hmm. Like, we got some more stuff. I mean, our stuff's cool too. If you guys want to come aboard. If not, I'll just throw you off the airlock right now. I mean, you could say no.
You're good with these.
They like to keep their employees motivated.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe there's not an airlock like there wasn't. Like there wasn't a poison.
Are you wanting to find out?
No.
I believe that was my line, but yeah, you can take it. It's fine. At least he gets it.
One day.
Just saying a sign up bonus. This is, you guys get to keep. We do have. Some pouches for you, and your names, technically you're cleared of anything that you may have done against Earth or any country towards it.
I thought I were doing anything against Earth.
You're
okay.
Also kind of erased from society's documents.
I will take your
not
offer,
such a bad
sir,
thing,
but only on one condition. I don't kill on Christmas.
And that's where we end.
A I was going to tell him, he will die one day.
Possible.
That's true. I mean, everyone's going to die.
We don't even know his name. We're just going to kill him.
Nope.
Little old Charlie Chaplin.
All right, so what do you think of CC?
I thought it was fun. I wish I knew the system a little better.
There
seems to be a lot of real estate on the character sheet that we didn't use at all.
Yeah.
There's a lot more in-depth stuff that I could do. And also, this is like a generic character sheet that's for like everything that the thing can do. Like, you could be cyborgs, you could be... Yeah. There's so many different game types that it's for, because the
Savage Worlds is a setting neutral type.
Yeah, game. So like this one takes place in like space 1880. The Deadlands one is got its own character sheet, but this one didn't come with a character sheet, so I had to use the generic one. So I mean, there are some things that on there we would use, and some things that we don't. I mean, there's experience. There's ways to get Benny. There's a lot more things to do. I just kind of did a short, quick.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I got you guys didn't have edges. You guys didn't have any perks. You guys didn't have any hindrances. So, I mean,
you know what edges. Our edges are like special techniques.
Is that guy that teams up with Christian?
It's like getting mods that one where we played with
hindrances, like missing an arm or
you can't like being ambidextrous. You know, it's like can't. Hindrances and edges. It's stuff that gives you a benefit. Stuff that makes you more charismatic.
Cool. I would play again. I would play this again. I would try out the Deadlands setting.
Deadlands is fun.
That one's my first thing. I get to be a cowboy.
It's steampunk cowboys, man.
It's steampunk cowboys at Magic.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty kick ass.
I think Andrew has the zombie one and the Deadlands one, but I have the space one because Andrew wanted to go into space.
The good one is with Deadlands, you get to use poker chips.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah, poker chip. Oh, that's what bennies are, poker chips. Yeah, pennies work. Anything works.
They sound closer to bennies.
And
I really should go buy myself a poker chip set.
I've been meaning to, but I haven't played
poker. Store my poker chip set.
Yeah.
I mean, I like how the initiative settings, initiative and stuff is with
the cards. Yeah, that is cool.
That was one of my favorite parts about it. It was one of the main reasons why I started learning how to shuffle better and, like, be a better person with cards. Like, I'd like to learn card tricks, but let's face it, I'm not going to do that. I'm not that dedicated to things.
All right.
I got video games to play. So, all right, that was my first game on Ragnarok.
Yeah.
If you like James's first game, post one. If you want Eric to shut the fuck up, press three.
No, four of Eric's great.
If you want me to run on the Big Brother Crab Truckers, post two.
Have all of the main group run at least something now? Has Meyer?
Meyer and Star Wars.
I didn't remember if that was something we recorded or not.
Yeah, we did. We put it up. And Meyer also has that other game that he keeps saying he's going to run. It's like an apocalyptic setting that everybody plays themselves. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I remember.
Has Derek ever run? Derek has not.
Derek now he's not. So busy he can't even...
Yeah.
He's a parent.
Yeah.
Well, do you want James to never run again? Press 2.
And he works for a movie theater now, so that's working Friday nights.
Right.
So... All right, well, Will, any last Will thoughts? James, get ready on that button.
No, no thoughts.